High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 2-0 Ridley Green Raiders and your 2-0 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank Branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
It finally feels like fall. Granted, we've played two football games in the 2019 season, but now everybody's back in school. Labor Day is come and gone. The weather is a little bit cooler, and it feels like fall in Delaware County when Strathaven and Ridley are both undefeated. The two powerhouse programs of the last 35 years in the county finally ready to go, and finally both, again, undefeated and going head-to-head tonight. It's early in the season, granted, but when Strathaven and Ridley are the CBS 3 game of the week and everybody's looking at two Central League contenders once again, the ups and downs of the last handful of seasons feel far, far away. So we are thrilled to bring it to you tonight on HavenFootball.net. 2-0 Strathaven and 2-0 Ridley looking to make some noise early in the early part of the Central League season. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. Thrilled to be here. We've had rain for most of the last 4 or 5 hours, and now it suddenly has stopped, and feeling more like good football weather here. A little breezy, a little cloudy, but again, just a great atmosphere here at George L. King Field in Wallingford for the visiting Green Raiders and your Strathaven Panthers. And also, speaking of visitors, we have a number of visitors from the first football team in Delaware County history to win a state title, and that would be the 1999 version of the Strathaven Panthers. We are honoring them tonight. It sounds like there'll be something in between the first and second quarter to honor the guys that have come back to enjoy the 20-year anniversary of Strathaven's and Delaware County's first state football championship. And lots to think about moving forward, but two programs, Ridley and Strathaven, have been solid but not spectacular over the last 3 to 4 years, but certainly the history behind it, and now the growing numbers on both sidelines have both programs in a position to make some noise this year, and people are getting excited. And just as excited as always is Mike Mayer. So, Mike, we're looking forward to a good one here tonight with two teams that, again, hard to judge exactly what everybody has, because the opponents over the last 2 weeks maybe have something to, a lot of things to work on, let's put it that way. But still, both teams have had their moments of looking awfully sharp.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you know, of course, you know, Haven looked very strong against Interboro 2 weeks ago, and then, of course, just overwhelmed Pencrest on every aspect of a game of football. Interboro is now 1-1, and I'm sorry, is now 0-2, and Pencrest is 1-1. And of course, Ridley comes in after playing in Florida, where they really struggled greatly, but won that game. And I'm not too sure what the caliber of the team is they played. They're also 0-2, by the way, so I don't know, you know, what that means in Florida. And of course, last week I was here for the Springfield Ridley game. Both teams struggled mightily against each other in the first three quarters. It was a 9-6 game for most of it, and then Ridley got a pick six, and that was pretty much the end of the game for Springfield. Ridley did successfully hold Springfield to well under 100 yards, I think it was 37 or something. So, you know, I'm really going to be looking to see this. One of Strathaven's claim, based on the last two games certainly, is tremendous ability at running back. We have five running backs that can all carry the ball. It's going to be tough to figure out who to key on, and none of these kids like to go down. So we'll see whether Ridley's defense is as good as some believe it to be, and we'll see whether our offense, Strathaven, is as good as they think it's going to be. Of course, we've got a moist field. It is artificial surface. It does drain well, but the problem has not been so much rain. I would be surprised if there's been a total of half an inch, but it's just been this constant drizzle and flashback from the hurricane. It's about 150 miles off the coast right now. So at the end of the day, we'll see what the footing is like. But this field has generally reacted fairly well to rain, but you'd much prefer to have a good dry field rather than have something that's wet. And, of course, the other aspect is Ridley has done more passing in the last few years, and certainly against Springfield they did as well. And, that's going to be a little more difficult between the wetness of the field, the wetness of the ball potentially, and the wind seems to be picking up. Flags are blowing pretty good on the field right now, so we'll see what happens.
See what happens, but again, if you've been watching Ridley for, say, the last 20, 30, 40 years or more, you'd say the passing game is non-existent compared to what they used to do. They will sling it. They will throw it to the outside the hashes. A lot of wheel routes, a lot of hitches to the outside. But gone are the days of quarterback central in Delaware County where they're slinging it between the hashes and so forth. But now in their fourth year, offensive coordinator Scott Green and head coach Dave Wood, again, they're running the triple option on offense. Green, longtime coordinator at Garnet Valley and a head coach at Kennett for a while. So, again, there's just a very different feel over the last few years on offense than what you're used to seeing Ridley of the, say, 1980s, 90s, and certainly prior. But again, that being said, they've been awfully effective. And thinking back to last year's game with that triple option, Strathaven was gashed by now departed senior John Bakey. 202 yards on 20 carries last year. Just they had no answers for the quarterback. Dylan Staley, who is back and starting at fullback tonight, had 13 carries for 78 and two scores. And then, Yakuso last year had another good game. Ridley ran up over 400 rushing yards against the Panther defense. They will need to make some adjustments to slow things down. Watching Ridley on tape the last 2 weeks, and Mike, you saw them in person.
Right.
Again, there's not one guy to key on. You have three guys in the backfield. Any one of them could do damage.
Well, they've had their issues trying to get some offense going. Ridley has. And we don't know what that means right now. It's too early in the season to know whether it's just been a couple of bad nights, whether their game was off a little bit. You get stronger, you get smarter, you're able to adapt, and if there's one thing that Ridley is, without a doubt, is always been a well-coached, well-disciplined team. And, last year they were 0-4 and came back like a lion and finished up 6-4. And nobody, everybody just written them off as dead. And we thought we could beat them when we had them, or I think we had them, or at least a shot at them, and we just couldn't finish, which has been a problem that Haven's found itself in for the last couple, 3 years. But tonight's going to be interesting. I mean, it really is interesting because we have this vaunted running back situation. In the last two games has certainly shown a tremendous ability to score against what Ridley believes is a very strong defense, as
front
well
seven
as a good
especially.
Offense.
Yep.
We believe we've got really good defensive backfield. We believe we've got great linebackers. I mean, we really think we're in good shape, and Ridley's going to be the first test so far, we think. And we'll have to wait to see how the game plays out. But I'm very excited to see how this is out. Win, lose, or draw. I mean, that's the beauty of watching this game is you come in thinking something. Now we'll see how they all play. So,
Dave Wood mentioned earlier he's in his fourth year now as the head coach, 23-11 overall. He was a coordinator at University of Pennsylvania and at Widener for a long time. 23-11. But again, you mentioned it, Mike. They started 0-4 last year. Lost in the first round, battled back to make the 6A playoffs. Lost a very close game to top-ranked North Penn. It was like a 26-16 game, so they were right in it with the one seed. And then bounced back a couple weeks later to beat Interboro on Thanksgiving Day. So here's a team now that dating back to about this time last year has won 9 of its last 10 games. So in that sense, this is a program that take a few bumps in the road. And I will say that, meaning, 7-4, 7-5 for Ridley, that's a tough season.
Oh, yeah.
For all the years that they're 8-2 and or better,
that's right. Well,
it feels different.
And their idea of a mediocre season is 7-3.
Right.
It's like there are teams, and we've been one of them, would kill for a 7-3 season. So,
right.
So, yeah, they're the expectation. And look, you got to give them credit for last year.
I mean,
here's after an 0-4 start, and, you know, there were some serious team meetings, and there were some serious discussions and some changes and you know, forcing players to step up and really – and they did it. I mean, they coached themselves into a successful year, and I don't know that there's many teams, period, certainly high school teams, that could achieve that after that kind of a start. Particularly with a storied program like Ridley.
Ridley's numbers are nice and clear. I should be able to give you.
So in the meantime, we've got a couple things working on the near sideline. Panthers have made their way onto the field. They are in black uniforms, head to toe, silver helmets with white numerals. Ridley in their road whites, head to toe, green helmets, green numerals over on the far sideline. You mentioned though, Mike, for all the talk about the Strathaven offense, this defense. Their first team hasn't been scored on yet. The two touchdowns for Interboro were late in the game with a lot of the reserves in. And, again, the defense has played very well over the first couple of weeks. And adding to that for this week, welcome back Corey Harris, who missed the first two games, your second leading tackler from a year ago. He will rotate in on the defensive line tonight, so thrilled to have Corey back on the field. We'll give them some depth, and the rotation should give a couple other guys some breathing room for some of those two-way starters to relieve some pressure there.
And that's, you know, talking about rotations and depth, that's the one advantage Ridley really has. They have 80 kids on their roster. I think it's more legitimately 60. And when I say legitimately, you know, not including freshmen, sophomores who are never going to play. So with a 60-man roster, but they are fully platooning on offense and defense. And
right.
And that's a tremendous advantage in high school football when you get down to late third quarter, early fourth quarter, if it's a close game, because your kids are just much better rested.
The captains are meeting at midfield for Strathaven. Sam Burke, John Prochniak, Matt Dowdy, and John Wilson. For Ridley, number 45 inside linebacker Nate Desmond. He's in his second year starting a junior. He's every bit of 6'4", 220. He's a lot to handle in the middle. Number 61, also a two-year starter now. Sean O'Doherty, he'll be on the offensive line. And number 50, Michael McDonald, will see time on the offensive and maybe defensive line as well. So we'll keep an eye on this. It looks like Ridley has won the toss and deferred. And the wind will be a factor here. It is blowing east to west. Strathaven will work into the wind to start the game and will receive the opening kickoff. So Panther is going to work left to right in front of us when we get things started here. We will keep you posted on scores from elsewhere throughout the game. Thanks to everybody on Twitter and our friends at WNPV and so on. We will keep you posted as it goes. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff. Week 3 football action. Strathaven and Ridley ready to go on havenandfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is
your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Strathaven Marching Unit, the 12th man, as we call them so fondly around here, 400-plus strong. And, again, terrific show, and great to see them all here last week in full force. And now that the school year started, expect them to make a whole lot of noise tonight. And good crowd starting to fill in as well. Panthers course, we never didn't even mention the head coach, Kevin Clancy, leading the way again. 307 career wins now. And a bunch of those at Strathaven, of course, and Archbishop Carroll prior to that, before coming to Strathaven in 1991. And a lot of the players from the 99 team are set up in the east end zone in a nice tent over there, having a little bit of a reunion and so forth. And, of course, we're coached by Coach Clancy and a number of the staff who, as it turns out, I was talking before the game to like assistant coach Dan Schaefer and said, yeah, a lot of these guys popped into my classroom today and, you know, got to catch up with Mark Jones and a few others. So we may be able to catch up with them as well as we get started, but as the night moves on. But in the meantime, we're ready for some football action. Ryan Cantwell has a tee just inside the left hash, ready to kick it away to Ebo Pio, who waits inside his five. He's flanked by Jarris Adams to the left and Matt Schuler to the right. Rain has picked up again, so a steady drizzle coming down, and the Panther offense hopes to get good field position out of this one. But Cantwell approaches, line drive, kickoff over Matt Schuler's head, and it's go into the end zone for a touchback. Cantwell picking up where he left off last week with a heavy leg, ready to boot it, and Panthers a long field in front of him. But starting at their 20-yard line with Jack Ryder at quarterback. John Prochniak is your fullback. Evan Blake and Ebo Pio are your halfbacks. John Wilson, your tight end. Chris Ouellette at split end. Mike Golay is your center. Jack Henry, Alex Shahadi, Matt Dowdy, and Sam Burke the rest of the line. So we'll see what we can come up with here on first and 10 from the 20. Ridley with Tamir Wilmore out of the lineup tonight. Did not see 57 in the lineup, and he is not on the field to start things. Panthers go two tight ends to start. On first and 10, it's Ebo Pio looking for room off the right side. Tries to stretch it out. A little bit of running room. Gets the corner and is run out of bounds, but not before he picks up about six on first down. Second down and four upcoming. For the Ridley defense, without Wilmore in there, we'll try to pick up on who that other defensive lineman is, but number 46 tonight is Nick Falcucci. He's at defensive end. He is joined up front there by Alfred Manaya, Sonny Elhemi, and the inside linebackers are Becker, Desmond, and more of a 4-4 look here at the moment. So second down and four. Gives to Prochniak off the right side, and not much doing there. Nice work there by the Ridley front, just clogging everything, and no gain for Prochniak. Will be third down and about four.
I think defense read that play. I think they knew exactly where it was going and what was going because they all flew to that particular hole. They saw it, they just kept it in front of them, and there was no place to go.
All right, third down and about four. Prochniak, no gain on his first toe of the night. He comes in averaging 13 yards a carry to the start things. Third and four from their own 26. Panthers with a wing T look. Motion man is Blake, and on the counter, here comes Pio to the near side. He cuts it back, but right into the arms of Desmond, along with number six staying home nicely, is Sonny Elhamemi, and that will drop Pio for a gain of just a yard, and the Panthers go three and out to start things. Emmett Young on to punt. He'll be kicking into a pretty stiff wind here. That's the first three and out of the season for the Panthers. Emmett's only punted one time. Happened late in last week's game after the score was well under control. So Emmett, with his first test here, ready to kick it away. Standing deep to return for Ridley is number 28, Dylan Staley. Young gets it away. End-over-end wobbler. It's going to take a hop at the 50 and take a Strathaven roll inside the 40. Still rolling, rolling, rolling. Down inside the 35 to the Ridley 34-yard line. So 39 on the punt, no return. Nice work there from Emmett Young to tilt the field a little bit. And the Ridley offense takes their first crack at it here with Jack Grace at quarterback. Malachi Williams and Dylan Staley are your running backs. Gavin Kingsborough is your slot back. Wide receiver Latrell Williams. Tight end is Blaze Harris. Josh Benner on the offense is your center. Michael McDonald, Stephen Wallace, John Watkins, and Sean O'Doherty round out the line. All right, shotgun look, bunch formation, and now they shift. Two backs, and now sort of an inverted wishbone with three backs behind Grace, and he's going to be wrapped up in the backfield, and the Panthers bury him. Loss of about five on the play. Prochniak in to clean up. First contact there looked like Aiden Prochniak, and John, his older brother, pops him back at the 29. Loss of five.
I'm wondering if there was a broken play there. It looked like it started as a potential pitch, but then the pitch man either got ahead of him or I don't know what happened. It could have just been broken up by defense, but It just didn't look right to me.
Panthers look good there, staying home and holding their lanes here. So defensive front four, Christian Major, Sam Burke, Matt Dowdy, and Aiden Prochniak, and we'll see a lot of Corey Harris as well. John Prochniak, John Wilson, your inside backers. Evan Blake and Matt Schuler, the outside backers. Chase Barlow and Jairus Adams on the corner, and Ebo Pio is your free safety. On second and 14, this is Malachi Williams off the right side. On the cutback, rather. Started left, cuts back to his right, back to the 33. So he picks up about four. It'll be third down and 11. Malachi Williams, Ian Staley were a pretty good 1-2 punch last week, and then you mix in Jack Race as well. So the defenses, through the first handful of plays, doing their job so far. Panthers went three and out on the start. Now we're 9:09, 9:08 to play in the opening quarter. Ridley trying to convert on third down and 11. Again, bunch formation, and they shift once again. Latrell Williams split far to the right of the formation. Wishbone behind Grace is in the gun. Rolling to his right. Steps up, has time, steps up again. He's going to be wrapped up by Dowdy, who slings him down. No gain on the play. Almost a sack, or maybe it is a sack. They're going to move him back a yard there. So loss of one on the play. Give Matt Dowdy his first sack of the season. And the Panthers look to get the football back. Three snaps apiece. And now the punt team on, and Panthers and Raider defenses asserting themselves early. Kingsborough on to punt. Pio and Ouellette stand at their own 30-yard line to await the kick. Staley steps into one. Terrific spiral angling towards. This is going to be Ouellette with the 28-yard line. Steps away from one man momentarily. Pushes the pile forward out to about the 35-yard line. So seven on the return after a nice kick from
That was
Kingsborough.
A great kick. That was really, for high school football, that was high and spiral. And, of course, he had the wind behind him, but still, yep. Taking nothing away from him.
Panthers will start at their own 35-yard line on the right hash mark. Jack Ryder, 3-for-3, throwing it on the season. Threw it once in the first game, a short completion to Evan Blake, and they didn't feel the need to pass it again, and then twice last week to get it going against Pencrest. Blake along in the backfield with John Prochniak. Two tight ends in front of Ryder, and they give it to Evan Blake for some running room momentarily on the left side. Cuts back right into the arms of Desmond, who's, as we mentioned, probably their biggest player at inside linebacker. Just a junior, but stands in at about 6'4", 220. Meets him after a gain of just two. Second down and 8. So we'll keep you posted as best we can here. Thanks again to Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulgenetti. Join us for the stats and the spotting. Andrew's got the stats moving right here in front of me on the screen. We're giving that a go tonight. On second down and 8 from the 37. Motion man is Ebo Pio. They give to Prochniak on the delay. Into the secondary he goes. Almost lost the ball, but hangs on and carries a man out near the midfield stripe. Gain of 12 on the play for Prochniak. Ripping at that ball, but
I
nice
don't know
work by
how
John.
He held on to that ball, boy. That was almost out of his arm. His arm went all the way back with the ball, and he just kind of pulled forward. Of course, when you tackle the ball, if you don't get it, there's not much of the running back he got, and Prochniak went for 10 yards. So
first down of the game, Prochniak for 11, sets him up at the 48-yard line. Two tight ends again, John Wilson to the right, Aiden Prochniak to the left. On first and 10, play fake, and now on the sweep, looking for room is Evan Blake. Lots of room off that edge. First down and more, 40, 35, 30. Blake down the far sideline is banged out of bounds. Probably a touchdown-saving tackle from Blaze Harris over on that far sideline, but he takes it all the way to the Ridley 24-yard line.
Boy, I didn't catch all the
28.
I didn't catch all the blocking, but my goodness, it was nothing out there. I mean, they had sealed off everything. And Ridley, I think the linebackers bit on the fake, which was beautiful, and cut inside and started to look for the ball runner, and they handed off, and that was the end of that. Blake just took off.
Blake, he's a glider, too. 6'4", those legs get going. It doesn't look like he's going that fast, yep. But, boy, is he covering ground. First and 10 from the Ridley 24. Ryder turns, gives it to the fullback, Prochniak. He's going to push his way for a handful more. They'll unpile at about the 20, so first down yardage for four. They'll take that every time.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Good work there on the Ridley defense in the middle there. Number 34 hanging on for dear life there was Alfred Manyea, and he was joined by a couple of linebackers on the stop, Desmond as well. All right, Ridley defense bending here a bit. Second and 6 for Strathaven from the Green Raider 20. Two tight ends again. Ryder turns and gives on the sweep coming this way. Lots of room for Ebo Pio, one man to beat. It's going to hurdle a man at the 10, at the 5, and down to the 3-yard line. It'll be first and goal to go. Devin Bowell went low. P.O. went high. And it's first and goal to go. Give P.O. 17 on the tote around the edge.
I think P.O. got 4 feet off the ground, 4.5 feet off the ground. He almost cleared the Ridley defender.
He's an athlete, this young man. My goodness. And now the Panthers four cracks at it from the three. 6-14, 6-13, and counting to play in the opening quarter. Ryder under center. Prochniak off the left side and into the end zone. His seventh touchdown of the season. Panthers on the board first. 6:06 to play in the opening quarter. What a fantastic drive. 65-yard scoring drive. Three different ball carriers mixing it up beautifully. Inside, outside, and every which way. Panthers had some room on the edges, and what a great job by the five guys in front of them, plus the two tight ends. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Jack Ryder to hold. Snap is a good one. Young steps into it and drills it up the middle.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Yes, we will, Emmett. 7-0. It's a great effort for the Panthers so far. They're on top with 6:06 play in the opening quarter. We'll be back in a moment to see if Ridley can answer on havenfootball.net.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, 7-0 Strathaven. 6:06 to play here in the first. Great job there on a 65-yard scoring drive. P.O. and Blake with nice runs on the edges, and John Prochniak with the dirty work between the tackles. His seventh touchdown of the season as the Panthers on top, striking first. All right, Emmett Young to kick it away into the wind this time. It's going to be a high end-over-end kick. Looks like it's coming down to, it's on the ground here. Two Ridley players ran into each other, but scooped up, and now there's some running room. Nice work there by number four, Tahir Mills. Mills with the play. And again, when the ball's on the ground there, that's a nice chance for the Panther defenders to get out of their lanes a little bit, and that's exactly what happened. So nice work there by Mills to run it out to the, where do they spot this, 35-yard line. Alex Hemingway on the special teams tackle. He's been their leading tackler on the kick coverage all year. So good field position now for the Green Raiders. They'll start at their 35. Kingsborough, Staley, and Malachi Williams in the backfield with Grace. They go option look to the right. The pitch comes late to Malachi Williams, and good pursuit from the Panthers. Drop him right there. Nice work there by Schuler and John Wilson on the stop after a gain of just two. So Malachi Williams is slowed quickly. Again, Panthers good work. Staying home, staying in their lanes. And we have raved about these inside linebackers the first 2 weeks, Mike. Not letting anybody break containment. Blake and Schuler have been terrific through the first couple weeks, and more of it right there. Second down and 8 from the 37. Slot to the right is Latrell Williams. Grace in the shotgun turn. Give is to Staley off the right side for his first carry of the game, and he's going to go more parallel than forward, and John Wilson says no. Forward progress might get him back to the line of scrimmage if they're generous. It'll bring up third down and 8 or worse. Nice work there from, again, everybody staying home, stringing it out, keeping Staley running east-west rather than north-south. Third down and 8 here. Grace, 6-foot senior, first-year starter, running the offense here. And now looking at a third and 8. Single receiver to the left is Latrell Williams. He comes in motion, sets up just a little bit wider. Again, inside give. This time is Staley and nothing doing. What wow. A great job. Great penetration right there from Sam Burke. And everybody else collapsing after that. Wilson, Prochniak combine on the stop. And another three and out forced by the Strathaven defense. Ridley offense sputtering here in the early going. Sam just... He was in the backfield, on the ground, but again, nowhere for Staley to get those legs going. All right, P.O. and Willette wait for the punt at the 25. Kingsborough will kick it with the wind at his back. steps into it, and a wobbler. It's angling towards Ouellette, who's going to catch that glide drive, and he drops it momentarily, but does a good job to fall on it at the 26-yard line is where they'll put it down. So fortunate bounce there for Ouellette that it didn't go sideways with Ridley coverage bearing down on him. They'll put it back at the 25-yard line. Panthers leading 7-0, 3:54 to play here in the opening quarter, and now with another drive here to start things. All right, we'll try to keep you posted on some other scores here. Father Judge is on top in the early going, 7-0. I'll get you over O'Hara. Here on first down, gives to Prochniak, who sheds a tackle now into the secondary. Good work by John Prochniak. He should have been stopped at the line of scrimmage or worse. Instead, gain of 6 out to the 31.
All on his own. He really cut. He was gone outside, got stuffed up, got hit. Turned inside, there was a gap there, he found it and got the 6 yards. You know, we talked about in our 50-yard line that these kids don't like to go down, and we're seeing it again tonight.
5 carries for 24 yards and the Panther touchdown for Prochniak in the early going. Blake motions from right to left, gives to Prochniak off the left side, straight ahead, first down and more, steps through another tackle, cuts back to his left, 45, and out near midfield again to the 49-yard line, 18 more. For John Prochniak, brings up first and 10 for the Panthers once again.
Boy, when we wrote this up, this was not the kid we expected to be taking the ball and going crazy. He was going to be like a utility running back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, bring him in for a quick 3 yards and see what happens.
Keeps the legs going. He's put in a lot of work in the weight room in the offseason. 2 tight end set, first and 10 near midfield again. This is Pio off the right side, cuts inside. He's got himself about eight or nine more. See where they spot, but he's into Ridley territory at about the 42-yard line.
Yep.
Nice cut there from Pio. Again, very well blocked. You can't say that loudly or often enough. Jack Henry leading the way that time. And a nice kick out from the tight end, John Wilson. Second down and a long one for the Panthers. 2:36 and counting, play in the opening quarter. They'll snap from the 42. Pio comes to the backfield. Wing right is Evan Blake. It's Pio again looking for running room. Dances outside. He's going to have himself a first down. Didn't have much going there. Good penetration up the middle, but he was able to bounce it to about the 40-yard line and move the sticks once again. Fresh set of downs here for the Panthers and a fast-moving clock. Well, nothing's been put in the air yet. Not a surprise with either team.
I'm a little surprised. Yeah. Ridley's got the wind at their back. I thought, considering the trouble they had moving on the ground, they might try a pass. But they may be a little concerned about the pass rush at this stage of the game.
Could be. Well, Panthers' offensive rush right now is the story. First and 10 from the 40. Ryder under center again. Gives to Prochniak. A quick hitter on the trap. He's going to get a couple. That's about it. Nice read that time for the middle of the defense as they're pinching. Desmond. And who's standing up there, young man? Nice work there by Nick Falcucci as well. You know, and the other, I will say this, number 46, that may be Bobby Thompson, who wore 56 last week. If it's not, that would be something a little, quite a hit to lose Thompson and Wilmore from your starting lineup in the same week. Either way, nice work there by the Ridley defensive ends. Second down and 9 on the sweep. Going the other way, this is Evan Blake off the left side. He's going to spin his way forward, and then there's a flag that comes late. This is in the neighborhood of holding here. Thrown off that left edge there, so a little Mustang sweep there for Blake.
First flag.
Maybe going backwards. Yep. First flag, for either team. Wait for the referee's signal here. It looks like a flag laying on the Ridley 39, and they're going to march it back 10 yards from there. So this will turn this into second down and about 19 after they march it off and wipe out a 6-yard run from Evan. So, I'm assuming they're going to accept the penalty rather than take 3rd and 9. So they're going to march this back out just shy of midfield. They'll put it down on the Ridley 49. And with 1:21 and counting to play here in the opening quarter, starting to see the 1999 state champs gather on the sideline. And a couple guys even have their jerseys. I see Pete Celebre wearing 44 down there. So
boy, he was a heck of a running back.
He was a terrific fullback. And lots of other talent down there as well. Josh Hannum's there. And we'll talk about that in between quarters. All right, in the meantime, 2nd and 19. Panthers backed up a little bit now near midfield. Play fake, back to pass, looking. Has a man wide open as John Wilson. Ball underthrown. Wilson comes back and makes the catch on his knees to give the Panthers a first down. Great job by Ryder, throwing it into a stiff wind. floating out there, a little bit of a duck, but tough conditions to throw in, and a great, great adjustment. John Wilson's first catch of the season.
And if Rutter could have thrown it any harder, I mean, yeah. He was so wide open, he just would have walked into the end zone.
Rutter was...
but that was an effort.
He's going to kick himself to say, boy, that would have, you're right, he would have walked on in. But either way, gain of 24 and another Panther first down. They'll snap it from the 25-yard line. Wing to the left is Ivo Pio. He comes in motion to the right, and they run the toss play to the near side. On the fullback toss, this is Prochniak. He's got the edge momentarily. He's going to carry a man, and then nice work hanging on by the Ridley defenders to slow down Prochniak just shy of the 20. So give him about 4 yards. Nice work by stand up, young man. Want to see your number. Good work there by 31. Your free safety, Jack Wills, on the tackle. And Jack Wills made really probably the play of the game last week against Springfield. Wills had the pick six early in the fourth quarter that just turned that game upside down and kind of took the wind out of Springfield's
sails. Up until that, it was a 9-6 game going back and forth.
All right, 15 seconds before the quarter ends here. Panthers looking to snap it on second down and 7. Rutter turns and gives to Pio on the cutback. Straight ahead. Pio sack, first down and more. Still on his feet. Pio spins away. 10, 5, and prances on in. Touchdown, Panthers. What an effort by number 10. 1 second to play before the end of the quarter, and Ivo Pio with a highlight film run. Just keeps the legs churning, and 23 yards later, it's 13-0 Strathaven.
Just amazing. I mean, that was, again, we talked about it in the 50-yard line. They don't want to go down. And I know you say that about everybody, but it really isn't. These kids just don't want to fall over.
Jack Rutter will hold the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away from Emmett Young. It is up. It is long enough. It is good.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Certainly will, and talk about effort. What a job from the Panthers. Backed up by a penalty, no matter. 7 points later, 14-0, Strathaven. We'll be back to see if Ridley can answer on the final play of the first quarter when you come back on havenfootball.net.
The Haven Gridiron Club is running an Eagles block pool to support the Haven football program. Cost is $100 per block, and sign-up closes on 9/7, so you got to hurry up. Choose a block, and every week your numbers will be updated. Payouts for the first half and final scores and for all Eagles regular season games. A few playoff games and the Super Bowl have higher payouts. That's 42 chances to win throughout the NFL season. Visit havenfootball.net for the link to sign up. Do it now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Strathaven High School, 14-0 Strathaven. Final play of the first quarter upcoming here. Emmett Young ready to kick it away to number 4, Tahir Mills. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to the other man who's flanking him, and he's coming this way. Is John Galley, and he's going to have a little bit of room momentarily, and then the Panthers swarm him at the 35-yard line on the end final play of the first quarter. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out and be back for second quarter action, and we'll also take a moment to talk about the slightly older gentleman, former Strathaven players, when we come back. So 14-0 Haven. We'll be back in just a moment for second quarter action and more on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to second quarter action, and one more guy sprinting down on the field right now. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but in the meantime, Strathaven 14-0 and gathering at midfield are members of the 1999 state championship football team. They're representing the trophy. And, you know, there's a number of players out there, one of whom just ran out of the press box. Defensive assistant coach Mike Connor was the quarterback of that team. He's hustling down there so he can join them in the picture. But he's helping coach now. And, again, just a great, great group of guys. And so thrilled that we were able to get so many of them back in the building tonight. A lot of them local, but a lot of them came quite a distance.
Yeah, my son played in last year was 97. He was a 98 graduate, and the next year was the first year they beat Berwick in the playoffs and then lost to Allentown Catholic and then went on the next year to state championships. But, you know, how many of the kids on today's team for the Panthers were alive when these guys won the championship?
Zero.
Zero is right. 20 years in high school football is a long, long time. So it's great to see them. They're all grown men. You know, they're all 40 years and a little bit older. And
carrying their kids and some wives there, too.
That's right.
It's fantastic.
It's an amazing thing to watch.
All right. So back to the action. They're waiting to clear the field here. And lots of hugs from Dan Mulhern as well, his younger brother John, a star on that team. And, again, trying to get the old guys off the field here are the referees. And you know, trying to keep things going. So anyway, just great to see so many of those guys. And now they're throwing out some footballs and T-shirts and so forth to the fans in the crowd. All right, here we go. First and 10 for Ridley from their own 36. Latrell Williams split to the right. Grace takes a shotgun snap, gives to Kingsborough. Straight up the middle, he'll get a few. Out to the 40. Nice work there by John Wilson on the tackle. Gain of 4 on the play for Kingsborough on his first carry of the night. John Wilson's fourth tackle of the game already.
That may be the longest game from scrimmage for Ridley so far tonight.
So far, it's been slow going for the Green Machine here.
Green Machine have no first downs.
Not yet.
7 yards total so far, according to our stats.
All right, here we go. Split end to the right again is Latrell Williams. They're halfway between the hash marks here at their own 40-yard line. Grace in the gun. Wing to the right is Kingsborough. Give is to Staley with a little bit of room and not much else. Nothing doing right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe they're going to give him the 41-yard line kindly, I think. But what a great defensive effort again.
Absolutely.
By the Panthers here.
Haven is just stoked. They gave him a yard on that, which I think is fairly generous. But
Prochniak and Christian Mazur just buried him right there.
I mean, he just got slowed down as he got to the line. There was nowhere to go. And Haven defense is just playing so strong. What do you say? Ridley has, through one quarter of play, has 8 yards.
Alfred Manyea has checked into the game now at tight end. He's set up to the left of the formation. To the right, Latrell Williams on 3rd down and 5. From the 41, Grace in the gun one more time. Back on either hip and behind him, and now on the delay, it's Kingsborough. Nice work there. 1st down, there it is. Good work by Kingsborough, pushing his way out to the 50-yard line. Matt Schuler on the stop with help from Ebo Pio.
I like that play. The quarterback stood still, handed to one guy, didn't move, just held the ball, waited for the second running back to come up and pick it up, which I think if you're looking for action, you know, when the quarterback stands still, suddenly your eyes are diverted someplace else because you figure he's not doing anything, don't realize he has the ball. I like that play. I thought that was very clever.
Good fake there by Grace, and it brings up the first down of the night for Ridley. It's on the midfield stripe on 1st and 10, Grace in the gun again. And give is to Malachi Williams. They go with a sweep to the left side. Williams looking for, and they string it out nicely. Wow, what a job there. What a job right there by number 18, Evan Blake, along with 20, who's that?
It was 16, wasn't it?
Yeah, well.
Blake,
but also on the stop for the Panthers, Chase Barlow, the sophomore who's played very well in coverage in the early going, hasn't had to cover too many people right now, but Barlow, an outstanding wrestler as a freshman last year, he can tackle people. 2nd down and 12, loss of 2 for Malachi Williams.
Yeah,
they're going to switch the football out. I would assume that's getting a little wet. Rain has stopped momentarily. Breeze, it's still going. It's still Ridley working into the wind right now for this second quarter as they go left to right, west to east here in Wallingford. 2nd down and 12. Grace in the gun. Wing to the left is Kingsborough. He's back to pass for the first time. Looking. And now fans want a holding penalty. Grace is going to tuck it and run himself across the 50. He's got a little running room off this right side across the Panther 45. And Panther sideline cannot believe there wasn't a holding penalty called. Christian Major with a tremendous pass rush.
It's strange when you see a no call like that. You've got one official back there. You have two players, the quarterback and the defender. And it's not like he could be looking at anything else other than what's going on in front of him.
That was a tough break there for the Panthers. And instead, Grace, with a gain of 9 or 10 on the play, brings up third down and 2 and probably 4 down territory unless they go backwards here on third down. All right, here we go. Still, nothing in the air for either team. They were thinking about it right there.
No, there was one
well
pass
covered.
For Haven.
Yeah. That's right, one pass there. All right, here we go. Grace on third down and 2 is in the gun. Hard count, and the Panthers jump. Well, second penalty of the night will give a freebie to the Green Raiders and their second first down of this drive and of the evening. 8:34 to play here in the first half. 14-0 Strathaven, and trying not to give Ridley any breathing room here, but nice work by the Green Raiders bouncing back. All right, Souderton's up early up in Suburban 1. Leading 7-0.
Yeah, that kind of thing happens in defense. You know, when they're not reminding each other, this is third down and short, watch the snap.
Here we go. 1st and 10 for Grace. He's in that inverted wishbone again. Straight ahead goes Kingsborough, and he's going to plow his way down near the 30-yard line. Give him 7. He's been by far their most productive back. Give him down to the 31 instead. All right, 6 yards, and now they go no huddle. Panther defense on their heels just a little bit here. 2nd down and 4. Split end to the right. And Grace turns Kingsborough one more time. Lots more running room, and then they stack him up. I think he'll be near first down yardage. I don't know, though.
No, they're down to 30, it looks like.
Let's see. We'll stop. We're going to unpile and put it down at the Panther 28.
The side judge went to the 30 and stopped, and I figured, okay.
All right, just inside the 28 is going to be 3rd down and about a yard. So 3rd and 1, tough to stop, but hey, the Panthers have done it before, but they're going to have to find an answer for number 21, Gavin Kingsborough. Now Kingsborough wing to the right this time. Staley and Malachi Williams in the backfield, and they give it to Staley off the right side, and he's going to lower his shoulder and not get much. I don't know if he got it. Standing him up immediately was Evan Blake, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think he got it.
Let's see where they give it. 1st down yardage, yes, to the 31. 26, rather. All right, so they'll give him 1.5 yards and another Ridley first down. Their 3rd of this drive, and 7:23, 7:22 and counting to play in the first half. Strathaven got the ball first. Both teams traded 3 and outs, and now, after 2 scores from Strathaven, Ridley on the move here. 1st and 10 from the Panther 26. Malachi Williams looking to stretch it out off that left side. Panthers pursue nicely. P.O. and Jarris Adams say no. Nice work there. John Wilson in the neighborhood as well. P.O. flying up from that free safety spot. Strung him out for no gain, maybe even losing 1 yard. So Malachi Williams running wide has not... I mean, you still have to try it. You still have to keep defenses honest and mix the ball up when you're running triple option. You can't turn it into single or double option, right?
It's like Haven's quick release up the middle. I mean, I'm not too sure that's going to be effective against Ridley, but you got to run it to keep the linebackers honest to the inside. So I think that's a bread and butter play for Ridley here.
6:31 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Back to pass. Grace fires over the middle for the first time and has a man. Is deflected by Evo Pio inside the 10. Went high with one hand. Could not pull it in. Nearly intercepted. As pass intended for Devin Bowell. So, I'm sorry, Kingsborough, rather. Gavin Kingsborough, your intended receiver, down at the 5. And so 3rd down and 9 upcoming. Marple Newtown all over Conestoga, 21-0 at the moment. Academy Park and Harry S. Truman scoreless after the first quarter.
Interesting.
Haverford over Pencrest, 21-0 as well. 3rd down and 9 here from the Panther 25-yard line. Grace, 3 backs behind him in the shotgun. Back on the delay. This is Staley looking for room. I'm sorry, Kingsborough, 2nd man through. And he'll get a few, but not quite what he got on that play the last time. So put it down at the 21 after a gain of 4.
Yeah, that was the same, I don't want to call it Statue of Liberty, but the quarterback freezes and hands it off twice. I thought that was, this time they sniffed it right out and got 1 yard on it or so.
All right, they put it down at the 21. It's going to be 4th down and 5. No field goal kicker on the field. Panthers need a stop on 4th down. Ridley going to talk it over understandably so. 5:54 to play here in the first half. And the Green Raiders trailing 14-0. They need to figure it out on this play when we come back. Panthers hold and serve on George L. King Field right here on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, this is Emmett Young, the kicker for Strathaven since 2016. For my senior season, I want my kicks to mean more than just points in a football game. I've partnered with Kick It and Alex's Lemonade Stand to raise money to find the cure for childhood cancer. Go to the link on havenfootball.net or in my Twitter bio, at EmmettYoung7, and pledge an amount for each point I score this season. And together, we can help kick childhood cancer. Thanks, and go Haven!
And it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through!
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
All right, fourth and five upcoming. Strathaven defense bending here, but Ridley trying to come up with a play now. Fourth and five from the Panther 21. Wing to the left is Kingsborough. Grace back to pass, looking, fires to the outside, has a man complete to Latrell Williams. First down on that far sideline and is bumped out of bounds by Jarris Adams at about the 11-yard line. Gain of 10, and the Raiders continue on the move.
Michael, that was a nice play.
Nice little hitch there. Panthers don't want to give up the touchdown, so you understand the cushion there, but a little too much of one for in that moment. So Golay checks in, Major checks out, and Shahadi's going to check in as well. Panthers better hustle here, trying to get people lined up, and now here timeout Strathaven. They had some late personnel maneuvers there on defense, so they want to talk it over on first and 10 from the 11. Couple quick score updates from elsewhere. Penwood having some trouble up at Northeast tonight. Now that's a 6A school against a 5A school, but Penwood trailing 23-0.
Whoa, that's so a little more than a little trouble. A
little bit of a surprise there. Now, we've seen Penwood come back from enormous scores over the last couple of years, so I wouldn't rule them out just yet. CB South over Council Rock South, 7-0. What was the other one? 21-8 now. Conestoga is on the board at Marple Newtown, so 21-8 Marple over Conestoga. And Haverford all over Pencrest, 21-0. Father Judge leading Cardinal O'Hara, 7-0. That's at the end of the first quarter, so no change just yet. Perk Valley and Penridge are scoreless after the first quarter, and Satterton on top, 7-0 up in the Suburban One League. And we'll just try to see if the Panthers' defense can hold here. Schuler in, Major out, and now timeout, and they're still, Panthers still don't have what they want on the field. And so, all right, here we go. So, first and 10 from the 11. Give is on the jet sweep. Oh, no, keeping himself. Nice fake there. And Malachi Williams faked out everybody. He's going to be wrapped up inside the 5. But a gain of maybe 8. And the Panthers still all sorts of confusion here. They called timeout and still don't feel like they have the personnel that they wanted out there. Now a quick substitution again. It's going to bring up second down from about the three-yard line. All right, second and about a yard or two maybe. Second and two.
Boy, the changes set up. They're set up for a first down just past inside
they can.
The one.
Yeah, they can get another first down here. But Malachi Williams off that left side, that was his best run of the night. A gain of 8 with 5 minutes to play here before half. Malachi Williams off the left side again. He's going to cut inside. He's going to be down shy of the goal line, but enough to give them first and goal, I believe. All right. So, you know, we spoke a couple things into existence, Mike. We said, hey, they haven't given up a first down yet. Next play, first down.
Well, it's just
we
a say
they've,
of time. They've
contained Williams off the left side, and now he's starting to find some room over there. All right.
Well, it happens.
It is.
Our observation is the same as the coaches.
Two tight ends to either side. Under center for the first time is Grace. They give it to Malachi Williams off the left edge, and he is in for the touchdown. 4:49 to play here before half. And the Green Raiders are on the board. Nice work there from Ridley to answer. Terrific drive there, Mike. 65 yards, and Panthers defense just could not get off the field on third down.
They caused, they were drawn off on a penalty, which gave them a first down. I mean, there were a couple of mistakes, and they never discount Ridley, ever.
Ryan Cantwell on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough and right down.
No good.
Wow, it looked good off his foot. And, again, Cantwell struggled last week with extra points, and this one goes wide as well. So 14-6 is where we stand. The Green Raiders answer, but still trail by 8. Strathaven with a chance to do some more damage before halftime. We'll be back in just a moment. See what they can do on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 14-6, Strathaven on top after Ridley answers with their first downs of the night. Several first downs on that drive and punch it in with Malachi Williams off the left side. 14-6, and the Panthers now moving with the wind at their back. Right to left here in the second quarter. Hope to get some good field position after this kickoff from Cantwell, who's got one heck of a leg. He goes high, end over end. It's going to come down. Ibo Pia will have a chance from the 12-yard line. Looking for running room. Steps away from one man, two man. Still shake and bake across the 30. Has room off this near sideline and is slung out of bounds across the 40. Nice work there by Ibo Pia to find some running room, and he is looking energized tonight. He's playing well on both sides of the ball and now in special teams. So 4:40 to play here before halftime. The Panthers with very nice field position here at their own 41-yard line. But do you get the feeling, Mike, the Panthers are going to be in this have-to-score kind of mode? I mean, think back to last year's game. Back and forth they went with so much of this.
Well, you can't discount Ridley, and you got to keep after him, so...
All right, and now Panthers have to call timeout again. They're in a two tight end set with only one tight end. They had 10 players on the field, and my goodness.
A couple of
personnel mistakes here in the last 2 minutes, one on defense, one on offense. So we'll keep it right here and see if the Panthers can snap out of it. A little sloppiness on personnel-wise here in the last couple of plays. But, again, 14-6 with the lead. Panthers doing the work on the ground here. Net rushing yards for Strathaven, 133 on the ground on 16 carries, and two sacks on the defensive end. But yeah. Ridley now with 5 first downs on that, just on that drive alone.
Right.
And
most importantly, Ridley's got the score. So
that's right.
This is where the Panthers really need the answer. They don't have to do it, obviously, in the next 4 minutes and 40 seconds, but it certainly would be nice to go into the half. They are going to give the ball back to Ridley at the beginning of the second half.
That's right. All right, here we go. Panthers under center with Jack Ryder. Wing to the left is Ibo Pio, two tight end set. Blake and John Prochniak in the backfield. All right, now they shift. Pio comes set. Blake wing to the right now. On first down, it's Pio with room off that right side. Cuts it back, still dancing his way into trouble there. Not much doing and no gain on the play. Good work there by Ridley staying home and taking away all the cutback lanes.
Yep.
So Pio, nothing doing there. Well, we're going to give him
a yard.
That's a generous spot, I think, out to the 42. So second down and 9 upcoming here. Ibo Pio with 7 carries, 58 yards, and a score. Prochniak, 8 for 46 and a score. Evan Blake with 30 more on just 2 touches. Second down and 9. Blake comes in motion. They give it to Prochniak. Lots of room off that left side. Gets a great block. Cuts to his right. And now a foot race. Prochniak with lots of room and speed at the 20, the 10. John Prochniak will go 58 yards for the touchdown. Terrific block from Evan Blake in the secondary. Prochniak with the cutback and then the wheels.
Huge hole in the line. Huge hole.
It's 3:53 to play here before halftime. And the Panthers said before the game, they said, you know what? We feel like we can run the ball tonight. We feel like we're going to have some room. And boy, has that been the case so far. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Prochniak to snap it. Jack Ryder to hole. Snaps a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Long enough and good. 21-6. Panthers need 2 plays to answer, and we'll take short
This is
time
Emmett
out.
Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Forgot about that extra spot there.
Sorry.
Great job there. That's my fault, Emmett. Good work, buddy. 3 for 3 on the night. 3 more points going towards the childhood cancer cure. So we hope. All right. Back in a moment to see if Ridley can answer on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jaworski. Back to Wallingford here. Steady drizzle now. Pretty wet here on George L. King Field, but 58-yard run for John Prochniak. That'll dry things out with that kind of heat coming off the turf. Here we go. Emmett Young from the hash. Wind at his back, high, end over and kick is going to back up his man inside the 5 and into the end zone. There's a touchback for Emmett. Sonny Elamami was on his heels, just drifting, and not much he could do with that one. Good work from Emmett Young on the touchback. So a long field in front of Ridley, and still a long hill to climb here, down by 15, two-score game here. All right, so the Panthers trying to keep the defense in a good spot here and maybe tilt the field, maybe. And now Panthers down to just one timeout, and same as Ridley at this point. One timeout in their pocket with 3:53 to play before half. So Mike Golay checks in at defensive tackle alongside of Matt Dowdy. Split end to the left, wing to the right. And a give on first down is now keeping it himself. Nice work there by Grace into the secondary, and he's going to lunge across the 30 out to the 33-yard line.
Yep.
And then a flag comes in late. All right, we'll see. Flag comes in out near the 30-yard line, so.
Yeah, I don't know what he was looking at because the play was far away from him.
Far judge. I don't know if this ends up being
some kind of chop block or something?
A chop or sideline warning. Okay.
That's nothing.
All right, so they're going to put it down at the 33-yard line. Sideline warning against Ridley. Okay, and that's just a warning at this moment. Next time would be a 5-yard penalty, but either way, nice work there by Grace picking up 13 yards and a Ridley first down. Green and white will snap it from the left hash. Number 75, Josh Benner over the football as the center. Shotgun behind him. Wing to the left is Kingsborough. This is Staley. Now keeping himself is Grace. He's going to bounce off the left side. And nice work by John Wilson to wrap him up after about 3 yards.
They're starting to look a little bit now for him keeping the ball. And that they may be able to shut this down. Although that was a nice game, obviously.
Alex Shahadi checks in. Aiden Prochniak checks out at defensive end. Second down and 5. Ball at the 38-yard line. Clock continues to tick. 3:09, 3:08 and counting to play before halftime. Latrell Williams split to the right. Wing to the left is Gavin Kingsborough. Two backs, one on either hip of Grace. He gives it to Williams. Stretch play to the left side. Cuts up field and good head of steam. Has himself a first down. Gain of 6, and they'll put it down on the Ridley 45. Stop the clock momentarily, but again, a little more bends to the Strathaven defense at the moment. And this is where this game headed last year. And Panthers certainly hoping for different results. But this game was tied midway through the third quarter last year. And then it was just a matter of Strathaven with a couple of fumbles, didn't convert on offense, and could not stop Ridley the rest of the way. They were trading touchdowns for 2.5 quarters, and then the trades stopped. Here we go, 1st and 10. From the 44, Grace gives to Kingsborough straight up the middle, and the Panthers waiting for him. But again, good push from Benner at center. Gives them another 4 or 5 yards here.
This is, you know, they don't have the, well, they got 2:25 left in the quarter. This is a critical series for Ridley to come back and score on. Critical.
Shahadi checks out. Aiden Prochniak back in at defensive end. On 2nd and 5. Give is to Staley, and he's going nowhere. Good work there. That Panthers got off their blocks that time, and Evan Blake and Mike Golay in the backfield.
Almost interrupted the handoff. That could have been a ball drop. Which, of course, Haven here has to just really hope they can get a turnover and just shut this whole thing down right now. We're turnover on downs. We're at 3rd and 5, so big
third
down.
Third and a long 5 here for the Raiders. Kingsborough shifts wing to the right this time. Grace turns back to pass, looking. They flood the right side. He's under heavy pressure. Again, they're looking for a holding call. Fires underneath and in and out of the hands. Latrell Williams couldn't squeeze it. And, oh, he dropped the ball.
Yeah, he dropped the ball.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. He never caught it. And are they going to say catch here? Oh, my goodness. It hit him right in the belly and dropped on the ground, and they're going to say a catch anyway. Oh, my goodness. So, tough break here for the Panthers if they spot it there. Are they? Oh, they're bringing the punt team on.
Yeah.
Ridley's bringing the punt team on because they thought the drop. In fact, look, they brought... So he dropped the pass. Ridley has the punt team on fourth and inches. And now they switched it back. Okay. So, oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's fourth and an inch.
It's now fourth and an inch. It should have been. Now, timeout called here by the officials.
Yeah.
The officials are going to talk it over. Is this to measure or is this to discuss whether this ball was caught? Wow. Latrell Williams, it hit him right in the belly, but he never squeezed it. It was
well, and I thought he caught it out of bounds as well. I mean, it looked like by the time he was fumbling the ball, he was well out of bounds.
Well, this would be a huge break for the Green Raiders if this is indeed the case. So, they're spotting the ball at the Strathaven 46-yard line. I thought they got away with the holding penalty again. Christian Major with another pressure, but he's getting clotheslined back there on the pass rush. So, again, we are usually not ones to be upset over the officiating.
It's literally an inch.
So, all right, fourth and an inch at the Strathaven 46-yard line. And here we go. So, we'll see if they go under center or if this is...
They haven't gone under center all night.
Yeah, only at the goal line.
Right.
Yeah, other than that. So, no, they stay in the shotgun here. Staley and Williams on either hip of Grace, who's in the gun. Wing to the right is Kingsborough. Fourth and an inch while they reset the chains. 139. All right, here we go. Grace in the gun. Panther defense trying to hold. They give it to Staley. Looking for room off the right side. A lot of room for the off the edge. Good work by Barlow to get off his block and make the stop at the 40. Gain of 6, though, on the play, and the Green Raiders still on the move. So, yeah, that's a tough break. Ridley literally had the punt team coming out on the field.
Yep.
Latrell Williams knew he didn't catch it. And in the meantime...
Bad calls that are marginal or bad calls. I mean, it just happens. It's in the game. But this is unbelievable.
That ball was just never caught. All right, here we go. First and 10. Back to pass is Grace. Looking to his left. Has time. Fires over the middle. It is deflected and intercepted by Matt Schuler. Schuler coming the other way at the 30. 35. Cuts to his left. And lots of room at the blockers. He has a convoy with speed now. 40. 35. And Matt Schuler down to the 32-yard line. The Panther defense comes up huge. P.O. in coverage got a finger on it, and a juggling effort from the sophomore, his second pick of the season. Matt Schuler with his second pick of the year. 59 seconds to play before half, and the Panthers now with a chance to throw another dagger before the halftime locker room. Well, that's how you bounce back when you have a little adversity. Something doesn't go your way.
You make the game for yourself. That's right.
Make your own breaks, and boy, that's a big one. Oh, are they getting moved back here? What's the call here? Oh, no, first down. Okay, dead ball, unsportsmanlike sideline against Ridley.
Yeah, this is what I saw last week against Springfield. Ridley got very frustrated and started doing some some things that just a coach would drive crazy about.
Okay, all right, here we go. All right, here we go. They'll move it 5 yards forward to the 26-yard line now. All right, first and 10 for the Panthers in terrific field position after a long return from Matt Schuler. Chris Ouellette, tight end to the right. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. Panthers with one timeout left. That play fake, and now it's Blake on the sweep with lockers in front. He's got some room, cuts it back at the 20, steps inside, 15, down near the 10-yard line. That's a first down. We'll stop the clock momentarily. Nice work there by Evan Blake on the cutback and beautifully, beautifully blocked, Mike.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they're really making holes. They're making lanes. They're doing everything they're supposed to do.
15 more there for Evan Blake. They go to the hurry up. No huddle here. Clock ticks, 46 seconds. Under center is Jack Ryder. Turn, give to Proshniak off the left side with a room at the 10, at the 5, and into the end zone. John Proshniak, his third touchdown of the night.
Yes!
Three touchdowns in every game now for Prochniak, and the Panther defense comes up big, and the offense now rolling.
Makes him pay for it. That's the key. When there's a mistake, but it's what your offense does with that mistake. And here they just came back and just put it right in the end zone in two plays.
What a job by the left side of that line right now. Blake is doing whatever he wants over there, and Prochniak with two terrific runs off that left tackle. Ball spotted. Extra point on the way from Emmett Young. He is 4 for 4 tonight.
Costing me money.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Mike, I hope you're overspending, and I hope I am too.
That's
way
true.
To go, Emmett. Keep kicking them straight. 39 seconds to play before halftime. 28-6. Strathaven on top. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net, for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football, or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
...on top, 28-6, late in the first half. Welcome back to George L. King Field. Emmett Young ready to kick it away one more time. High end over end kick. It's going to come down to Sonny El Hamami at the 4-yard line. Looking for room up this right hash mark. Cuts to his left, and he's going straight ahead to the 26-yard line. Nice tackle right there by Isaiah Freeman, along with number 28, Greg Belleville. So, good work there by the Panthers. Special teams in coverage. 33 seconds for Ridley to get to work here. But they trail it 28-6. They will get the football to start the second half, but a long way to go here for the Green Raiders, and the first turnover of the night for either team ended up being awfully costly. All right, here we go. Jack Grace under center. Latrell Williams, split end to the right. And Grace shifts to a shotgun now. Malachi Williams on his right hip, Dylan Staley on his left. Kingsborough wing to the right. Tight end to the left is Blaze Harris. On first down, this is Dylan Staley off the right side. He runs through one-arm tackle, but Panthers swarm pretty quickly here. Staley pushing the pile. Nice effort there. Should have been a gain of maybe 4 or 5. Instead, give him 8 or 7, I guess.
The nice effort's good, there. But with 25 seconds till halftime, they need to stop the clock.
Ridley in no hurry to stop it here. 13 seconds, 12 seconds. They're just going to... take you to the locker room and regroup at this point. So right. Tough first half for Ridley, exacerbated by a late turnover. Matt Schuler with a pick, a long touchdown, a nice touchdown run, the 3 for John Prochniak. He's got 3 touchdowns in each of these first 3 games. And boy, oh boy, what an opening half here for Strathaven, looking for their first win over Ridley since 2005.
Yep.
All right, here we go. We'll go come back at halftime. Might have some halftime guests. At the very least, we've got great work here from Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti to talk who knows what. Phillies, Eagles, and, boy, certainly lots to talk about right here in front of us at George L. King Field. So, be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us either live or on the archive. We'll be back at halftime here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit. or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Okay, we're back. Everything's a little busy in the booth. We have some guests here, so we're trying to put it all together, get people in headphones. All right. All right, guys, we're live. We're live, guys. All right, so everybody keep their language cool, and we're interview. How are you? It's been a long time. Whoa. Mike's not on. Why is the mic not on? Let's do it. How you doing?
Am I on?
Yeah, good, you're good. On. Good. Yep. John, are you on?
I don't know.
No, not yet.
Not
John. Huh? Why is it not going? Try again.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
Muted.
Okay.
All right.
There you're we go. Good. We'll all see right. if we can get in here. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. There we go.
Yeah, Matt's on too.
Cool.
All right.
Perfect.
Check.
All right, so we are at halftime here. What a tremendous first half here on the field in terms of Strathaven's performance. Band playing right now, 400-plus as always, and a little bit of a bigger crowd here tonight. We mentioned it in the pregame, and then, of course, the start of the second quarter was delayed slightly and for good reason. We're here honoring the 1999 state champion Strathaven Panthers, the first team in Delaware County history to win a state championship. And we're joined by two key players on that team, Matt Sangrilli and John Mulhern. Thrilled to have you guys back.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Great to be here.
Love
thank you.
So how long has it been since you've been back just watching games?
I had some nephews that played, so I made it up in 2010s. So I think it's been about 4 years since I've been here last time.
I'm 10 plus.
Man.
It's been a long time since I've been back. But, this is home. So
yeah.
It feels
hasn't changed much. We've been doing this since you guys, well, a little bit after you guys won. But,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. Hey, listen, let me ask you guys something. I was in the stands for the game. And I think it was an interception that they almost ran back for a touchdown, and Mark Jones came running up behind and punched it. And I remember my heart sank. Where were you guys when that happened? And I don't remember who was playing where and whether you're on defense or not. Do you guys remember the I'm sure you remember.
Remember it. Yeah, because we just had a pretty good drive to open up, and then they got the ball back. I was running right behind where Mark was, and I saw him punch the ball out. And I didn't know if I needed to jump on it right away or where it was going to go, but luckily we were there, went out of bounds, and it turned out to be our ball. So,
well, you know, Maddie's being nice because we had that nice drive at the beginning of the game, and Mike threw the ball to me, and it looked like it was going to be a first down for us, and they stripped the ball out of my hand. So
I didn't want to mention that.
I wasn't going to talk about that part.
I fumbled on that first series, so when that guy was going down the sideline about to score, I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not a good start. So.
Yeah,
thank goodness for Mark.
Yeah, so this is a little bit deja vu here tonight with the interception and then the scoring a few plays later.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the guys look great.
Did you guys go on and play ball in college later on?
Yeah, I played at Gettysburg College.
Yeah, I played University of Delaware.
Yep. So Matt, what position were you playing once you guys switched to college? What was different in terms of the college game, switching from high school and making that leap up to Division III at Gettysburg?
It was competitive. I played cornerback there.
Okay.
So I was strong safety here. I made the change over to cornerback. And look, D.V., it was competitive, a little more competitive than I thought it was going to be, but was able to play. You know, started for 3 years there and enjoyed it.
That's great. And then John at Delaware, you know, linebacker here, linebacker there, you know, several-time starter and played on some very good Delaware teams at, you know, early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, it was just a great experience. You know, of course, you know, two of my older brothers playing there, and I've been going to games there my whole life. And then they get a chance to play with my brother Dan there. And then after he left, get to win a national championship. And it was just a dream come true. And meet my wife there. It was just an amazing experience being at the University of Delaware. And
so, now, here's the big question. I ask this to everybody who's ever played football. And you guys played college. I never did. Do you still dream about playing football, suiting up, and going out? And do you dream about it as a Panther, or do you dream about it in the college you went to?
I mean, I think you think about it all the time. At least I do. You know, Maddie, you know, we grew up together, and you know, it's not often you get to say you play on the same team as, like, your best friends. So, you know, I think about putting on the black and silver all the time. So, yeah.
Do you ever have a dream of, like, your Clancy calls you out and then you realize, how am I going to do this because I'm an adult? They won't let me play.
I have, like, nightmares, you know, like, I didn't wake up or something and missed the bus.
We go through that all the time. Yeah. Matt, how about you?
We were talking about it right before this game started. Like, suit us up, put us in, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting back together with the guys, and there's something about playing. As John said, with your best friends, the people you grow up with. I have a connection with my college friends, too, who I played with, but nothing's the same as, you know, playing for Strathaven.
You're so different when you're a high school student versus a college student.
Sure. And winning the state championship didn't hurt, that's for sure.
No. Well. Yeah. Did you guys return to what? Well, you were on the 2000 team, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you had graduated by
then. I graduated, but went to, my college buddies would make fun of me because I'd go home and watch all their games. and I went to Hershey the next few
they're
years.
They're just jealous. Yes. I went to a party that was over close to Ridley, and they're all Ridley fans, and I had my Strathaven back to my Strathaven State Championship.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah, you had to wear that. I said, well, you can wear yours. Oh, that's right. Ridley doesn't have a state championship. So anyway, well.
But, guys, when you come back now, right, I mean, this is 20 years from when you were playing, you come back, and you're looking at pretty much the same offense and pretty much the same system. What does that say about Coach Clancy's, you know, tenure and term here for, you know, since 1991 and really similar system? And honestly, John, at Delaware with Tubby Raymond, a lot of the wing T principles there, too.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't see it that often anymore. A coach that's been coaching this long at the same program, you know, it's just amazing. To see it, and that it still works, and I saw a few wrinkles out there that looked a little different than what we used.
That's right.
But yeah, man, it's just amazing to come back and see the same coaches that coached us are still doing it.
Yeah, we're
and
that
amazing.
Old.
What it's also a testament to how good he is at it, right?
Yeah.
You can't run this offense in these days unless you have that attention to detail, and every play is just so precision and so precise, and you have all the players doing what they need to do.
Yeah.
So it's very good.
But anyway, it's really been fun to watch, and again, it has its detractors. It has its moments where you say, oh, we've got to open it up, we've got to throw it, but, you know, tonight, again, you can see it when it's done well, and they're sharing the ball, and there's deception in the backfield and everything else. The blocking up front has been terrific.
Oh, absolutely, man. They look great. You know, my brother Dan's coaching the freshman team, so he's been coaching a lot of these guys throughout the past couple years, and he's told me about, you know, the up-and-coming guys, and, man, he was right. They look great out there tonight. So, and we know they got great coaches. So.
Well, and certainly great coaches, but great players before them, and you guys were a big part of setting the stage here, and there's been a ton of excitement around here in this week and really several weeks leading up to this. So thanks so much for coming out. Thanks for coaxing all your buddies and everybody else, and especially for joining us at halftime here tonight.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Matt Sangrilli and John Mulhern joining us at halftime. Thrilled again to have them and thrilled for their contributions to the Strathaven program over the years. We're going to take a short time out, be back for a quick recap of the first half and second half action right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market.
Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. We are minutes away from starting this second half, and what a first half for Strathaven. Over 200 yards rushing, over 10 yards per carry. And, again, just a tremendous job. We saw that coming in with, Prochniak over 13 yards of carry coming in. P.O. at like 16 yards. Evan Blake at 9.5. I mean, you had a three-headed monster back there. You mix in Jarris Adams, who we've not seen on offense tonight.
Absolutely.
But Jarris has made some nice plays on the defensive side of the ball. And, boy, you have some talent back there. But I can't say it often enough. Those five guys plus the two tight ends in front of them. Panthers have not used a split end yet tonight. They've been in two tight end entirely. So, again, just to come out and just punish this Ridley defense to the tune of 218 rushing yards, 24 passing yards in the first half, just on that one completion to John Wilson.
With no win, that was a touchdown the way.
Yep, but again, Ryder had on a 2nd and 19, beautiful fake inside. Wilson was all alone in the middle of the field, had to come back for the ball with it fluttered up in the, into the wind there, but that's pretty much your halftime story as a team. In individually, John Prochniak, 10 carries, 115 yards, and 50 and three touchdowns, the long one being a 58-yarder. Ibo Pio, 7 carries for 58 yards, including a 22-yard touchdown run where he just highlight film-type stuff where he just plowed through a man at the 5-yard line. Evan Blake, 3 carries for 45 yards. He's been terrific, too.
What we had said coming into this, of course, I'd seen the game last Friday between Ridley and Springfield, was I don't know that Ridley can attack our running game as effectively as they certainly attack Springfield. And I thought, you know, we've got some real talent in the backfield. My real question coming into tonight was how well would our defense respond? And I got to tell you, I mean, we got another half to play, and this is Ridley. This is not a team that's going to crawl into a hole and just disappear. They're going to get the ball, and I think the tone is going to absolutely be set here, for good or for bad, with this first series for Ridley. The rain's continuing to come down. The field, I'm sure, is wet. Again, it drains well. It's not that kind of a rain, but it's like a misting rain, so it just covers everything, which means it's covering the surface of the artificial surface. It's covering the ball. It's covering your hands. It's obviously soaking you. These are kids. They could care less about the water, but the footing and the ball handling is all critical. And, you know, so far we haven't, other than the one interception, you know, we really haven't seen a problem with dropping the ball, but I think as the night progresses, as things continue to get wet and a little cooler, I think we may see some ball handling issues. And the turnovers are going to be key here. Ridley must play from this point out perfect possession football. They must score on each of their opportunities, and they've got to take the ball away from Strathaven in the form of turnovers of some kind, fumbles or interceptions. And I don't think you're going to see Haven go into the air very much, and they've shown that they're very stingy about going to the air, and the few decisions that Riders had to make have been good decisions. So, you know, I think Ridley, for the first time in 10 years, I think Ridley has their hands full tonight with trying to come back from a 28-7 or 28-6 deficit.
Well, as our friend Daryl Dobus, now doing a bunch of games on WNPV up in Lansdale, would say, and the recipe for Ridley coming out of the locker room is score, stop, score.
Yep.
That would put him right in it. But again, the Panthers trying to avoid what happened in the second half of last year's game, where the Panthers were very much in it, and then frankly, the offense just stalled, putting the football on the ground, and Ridley's offense could not be stopped in this game a year ago. But the fans over on the far sideline are excited. They're all in white over there and jumping around, making despite the rain, which is a little bit steadier as we speak here, is, you know, people are excited, and a great crowd out here tonight. Almost like a homecoming or type feel with the 1999 team down in these tents. They're well taken care of.
Yep.
With a nice meal down in the east end zone. But again, for Ridley in the first half, Jack Grace 2 out of 4 throwing it for 15 yards with one interception. On the rushing, very balanced attack, 4 different ball carriers. Malachi Williams, 8 carries for 22 yards and the Ridley touchdown. Dylan Staley, 7 carries for 20 yards. Gavin Kingsbury, 6 for 30. He's leading the way. Jack Grace, 5 for 23. So, again, nothing eye-popping. All of them averaging about 3 to 5 yards per carry. They did string together a very nice drive on the touchdown drive with 5 first downs and moving it 65 yards. Yep. on the scoring drive. But, again, stalled just before halftime. Matt Schuler's 2nd interception turned out to be quite a play. I mean, if Ridley goes down and scores there, and this is 21-13 or so, now 28-6 after the Schuler interception set up another touchdown for Krosniak.
And quite frankly, that's what good teams do. You know, they make the turnover, and then they punish you for allowing the turnover. And that was one of the aspects that Haven didn't quite have in years past. I think the little conversation they had in the huddle right as they came on the field, and I'm obviously making this up because I have no idea, but I would think, you know, the coaches have said, look, we've been here before. We've been where we thought we were in some control. We thought we were a better team, and we just couldn't follow through. Not tonight. We're going to go out there, and we're going to play this next quarter like we're losing 28-6, and we're going to put it to them and make sure that they don't have any opportunities. And we'll see how they respond. Ridley, on the other hand, obviously has been told, you know, there is no time now to waste. We must be aggressive. We must go after it. We must make these possessions count. We must score. So we'll see how it all goes. And, of course, the opening kickoff can be literally a critical moment depending on field position, and it kind of sets the tone.
A couple other quick score updates at halftime. Academy Park 2, Harry S. Truman, nothing. They're playing football, not baseball, tonight. Oh. And a safety was all they got in the first half. Haverford up on Pencrest, 35-0 at half. That'll be running clock in the second half. We do not have a Springfield-Radnor score. That will be interesting. We're waiting to hear what's going on there.
Because we're going to see Radnor next week.
Radnor is next Friday night. Methacton on top of Upper Marion, 14-6. William Tennant on top of Council Rock North, 21-3. Hepper Horsham trails Satterton, 7-0. Big game over in Bucks County. Downingtown West, a long drive over to Neshaminy, and the Whippets handling their business again, 28-7.
Wow.
Downingtown West, a powerhouse this year. They may challenge or even overtake Coatesville in the Chestmont this year. It should be a that should be a fun one in the weeks ahead. But here, Emmett Young has it teed, ready to kick it away again. Just inside the left hash mark, and the Panthers will kick east to west here. Ridley deep to receive, and will move left to right in front of us here to start this third quarter. Standing deep is Tahir Mills, flanked to his right. And a high end-over-end kick. It's going to back up Emil Mamie off his shoulder pads. He's going to pick it up at the five-yard line with a wall of tacklers in front of him, but he breaks free. He's got some speed and cuts up field and is dropped there by Cole Peichel at the 29-yard line. Peichel saved the day.
Yes.
And, again, what a job there by Peichel. And now here's a flag thrown on the near sideline as I think your Panthers are going to get somebody said something unpleasant on the sideline here. I think Ridley's going to get a free 15 here as the seemed to be a what may be, I don't know if this is a sideline warning or if this is going to be something that's
sideline
warning. Right. Okay. All right.
I was going to say, I'd be surprised if somebody was dumb enough to say something unpleasant in front of a coach. not right. A Strathaven side.
There we go. All right, so line judge drops the flag, and here we go. First and 10 for Ridley. Trying to crawl out of a 28-6 deficit. They'll snap it right between the hash marks at their own 28. Grace in the shotgun wing and motion now from right to left is Kingsborough, and Grace going to keep it off the left side, cuts inside, and he's going to be caught there by Evan Blake and others. Forward progress will give him the 33 for a gain of 5 yards. Brings up second down and 5.
Yeah, it's a nice option play. He kind of hangs on to the ball and decides whether he's going to let it go or not, and he doesn't, carries it himself. Good decision, obviously, for a 5-yard gain.
Dave Berman has snuck into the booth behind us. Thanks again. Dave was publicizing this week a little bit on the 1999 reunion. A little bit, you know, or more.
Dave doesn't do anything a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Second and 5 for Ridley, and the give is to Malachi Williams, who's caught in the backfield momentarily. Steps away from two men, and great job by Williams to shake his way out to the 36-yard line. Sam Burke had him dead to rights, but good work there by number 2 in white. And it brings up third down.
Haven cannot allow that to happen. They've got to make these tackles stick. Third and what, 2, you figure?
Right.
Is a big third down. Big third down for both squads.
Ridley started the night with 2 3 and outs. Panthers capitalized on 3 3 and outs, and the Panthers capitalized after each one. But in the meantime, put together some nice momentum there late in the second midway and then really late in the second quarter before the turnover derailed them. All right, here we go. Latrell Williams split to the right. Tight end is to the left. Grace takes the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Looking. Throw back on the wheel to the far side. Coming back to the ball is Williams. He makes the catch. Steps away from a man momentarily. And a nice tackle by Chase Barlow hanging on at the 48-yard line. Gain of 16 on the play. Pretty well covered, but Williams got his head around first and makes the catch.
Yeah, and I get that. That's a gutsy move for Ridley to pull. They only had a couple of yards to go, and for them to throw a pass like that on a night like this, man, that's gutsy. Maybe they thought they'd just go for it on fourth if it didn't work, but it worked out for them. But, boy, that was a gutsy move, I thought.
We said it in the pregame. They're going to throw it outside the hashes. They're going to throw hitches and wheels and floods, and that was the one that worked right there. Nicely done. First and 10. Grace on the keeper. Off the left side, cuts inside, lowers his shoulder, and he's going to pick up about 7 down to the 39-yard line. Give Grace 8 and some energy over on that far sideline, certainly from the crowd.
No doubt about it. I mean, they realize they got to get in there, they got to score, and of course Haven's got to slow this up as best they can if they're going to allow to score. Make them take up the whole quarter if they can to take advantage of it, and then they do the same when they get the ball back. But a turnover here for Haven would be
enormous.
It would be maybe the game.
9:30 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Still plenty of time for Ridley to mount a comeback, and that's what they're trying here. Second down and 2 from the Haven 39. Grace going to keep it again off the left side. He's going to stumble forward, but has enough for a first down. They'll put it down at the Haven 34. 5 more yards for the Ridley quarterback. And that's the play that ran Strathaven right into the ground a year ago. Jack Bakey, just explosive in the second half, especially. Finished with 202 yards on the ground as a quarterback. Here, Grace trying to repeat history. Give is Williams on the stretch play to the left side. Flag on the play is going to come back for holding. Good work by Williams to take it all the way down near the 15-yard line, but defensive lineman Matt Dowdy was flat-out tackled in the backfield there. I think this is coming back. So the Panthers have had a nice couple nice pass rushes and thought they deserved a holding call or two, but earlier in the first half, but this time it looks like Ridley's going to get caught. We'll wait for the official signal, but everybody's walking backwards.
Yep.
This is going to turn into first down and about 20.
And the crowd cheers at a penalty is finally called.
Kind of the Bronx cheer here.
Yeah.
But Springford trailing Wilson 21-3. Marple Newtown on top of Conestoga now 36-15. So we'll try to keep you posted on other updates. Still waiting on a Radnor and Springfield score. Hopefully we can get somebody from the Delco Times popping something out to us. But here, now Ridley first and 20 from the Strathaven 44. Wouldn't shock me to see if they can't, if they run it early, you know, pick up another. They've been getting 6, 7, 8 yards on first down recently.
Well, Haven's going to look for a stop here.
All right, inverted wishbone on the stretch play. This is Elmo Mamie, and he's going to take it down to the 40 for a gain of about 4. First carry of the night for Sonny Elamami.
He got his legs taken out from under him at the line of scrimmage and managed to get about 4 yards after the, you know, falling forward, sort of.
He's been in the kick return game, so some good wheels on number 6, just a junior. Ridley very young, I will say that. A lot of underclassmen in the lineup tonight. Front 7 on defense brought back a handful of starters there that Coach Dave Wood felt very good about coming into the season, but very young offensively. Just 2 starters back this year. Second down and 16. Another inverted wishbone back out. Grace throwing the hitch to the near sideline off the face mask of Latrell Williams. Jarris Adams in coverage, and it falls incomplete. Brings up third down and 16. So they throw the little hitch there. Wouldn't shock me if they're trying to set something up for a shot down the field later on.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop and go or out and up or something like that. But
well, they got a third and 18, 16, yeah. Whatever that is. So
four down territory here. So, again, you don't have to get greedy necessarily. You can throw an 8 or 10-yard pass and give yourself something manageable here. But anyway, the incompletion for Grace has him now 3 of 6 for 32 yards and the 1 interception. Clock stopped with 7:53 to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven leading 28-6. Ridley dealing with a third and 16 now from the Haven 40. Grace back to pass, rolling to his left, steps, throws back to his right, deep down the field, has a man out there. It is caught through the hands of the safety and right into Latrell Williams' lap. He is tackled by Matt Schuler inside the 10-yard line. They'll mark it at the 5, but the Panthers should have had that picked off.
Oh, yeah.
And right into the lap of Latrell Williams.
That was a very low percentage pass with 2 defenders on it and went right through somebody's arms, 3 defenders, and just should have. When the football gods are shining on you, that's what you get. And check out the play of the game tomorrow night because that'll definitely be one of the highlights. That was unbelievable.
Prayer answered for the Green Raiders. They are first and goal at the 5. The Panthers may have been able to seal it with a pick there. Instead, first and goal, wishbone look, toss play to Williams, stretching it out to the left side, cuts inside, and the Panthers stack him up and bury him. Oh, they made Williams pay. Ebo Pio arrives with some aggression there with a stop. No gain on the play. In fact, they lose a yard.
Yeah, that was a loss.
So nice work there by the Panther defense. Frustrated after the previous play. Now move it back to about the 7 or so. 7-yard line, loss of 2, and Grace brings in the play. Clock ticks, 6:45 and counting to play here in the third.
Well, the Haven defense has accomplished something. They've required Ridley to spend the better part of the half of the third quarter.
All right. Now rolling to his right. Grace on the throwback to the left side. Has a man out there, and it is knocked away. Now caught for a touchdown. Flag comes in late, but they're going to decline the penalty. Would have been an interference call, but the completion to Gavin Kingsborough for the Ridley touchdown. Nice fake by Grace and throwing it back to that left side. 7 yards on the touchdown. Grace to Kingsborough, his first receiving touchdown of the season.
And they've been covered each time. I mean, the passes have been completed.
So nice work there by the Ridley offense, sticking with it. They were in some a tough spot there, 3rd and 16, and had kind of a miraculous play.
That was a Hail Mary sort of pass. It was amazing.
And they capitalized 2 plays later. Nicely done there. An extra point pending here for Ryan Cantwell. He missed his first one of the night. Gavin Kingsborough, who just caught the touchdown pass, he will hold. Blaze Harris to snap it. Cantwell ready to go. Referee sets up behind him and also ready to go. Touchdown, pass interference against the Panthers is declined. Oh, they're going to attack it on the kickoff. Sorry. Okay, all right. So here we go. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. All right, so Panthers take the first punch of this second half. See if they can deliver a response here when we come back out of the timeout. 28-13, Ridley trailing, but Strathaven getting the ball when we come back on Haven Football.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. We are looking at 28-13 scoreboard now after Ridley comes out of the halftime locker room and puts together a 71-yard scoring drive. Nice work there by the Green Raiders, and the Panthers kicking themselves a bit. Some missed opportunities on the defensive side of the ball to get off the field. And now, with the pass interference call on the touchdown, on the scoring play, it's going to set up Ryan Cantwell to kick it away at the 45-yard line. Panthers need to be aware here of a possible onside kick.
Yep.
28-13, Ridley would love to get the ball back. Cantwell has a tremendous leg, so he can easily kick through the end zone for a touchback here, but wouldn't shock me to see him try to pooch one or something else. But instead, yep, they go high, end over end. This is going to be Ebo Pio, who makes the catch a yard deep in the end zone. Will not give him a chance to return it. And the Panthers start at their own 20-yard line, moving right to left here in the third quarter. All right. Well, Mike's looking to post things on Twitter and get the score update out there and all sorts of things, but I'll give you a quick score update as well. After three quarters, Northeast 32, Penwood nothing.
Whoa.
So Penwood has traveled quite well outside of Delaware County for some non-league action, but not going their way tonight. So we'll see what else we can come up with in a moment here. The Panthers' first possession of this second half. Wing T look, Evan Blake wing to the right, Ebo Pio in the backfield with Prochniak. It's Prochniak straight ahead up the middle. He'll go for a few, across the 20 out to about the 23. Brings up second down and seven. Clock ticks, 6:19, 6:18, and Mike, you said it. You know, the scoring drive for Ridley took up, you know, almost half
almost
the quarter,
half,
but
right.
Panthers cannot afford a three and out here.
No, absolutely not. They have to, at the very least, possess the ball for the rest of the quarter if they can.
The defense has shown some signs of wear and tear and some bending in the second and now to start the third quarter. Here, second down and 8, the offense trying to pick him up. Give is to Prochniak. He busts through and he's got some room off the left side. Regains his footing. 40, 45, midfield, and John Prochniak to the Ridley 47-yard line.
He's unbelievable.
I thought he was bottled up at the line of scrimmage, and he just popped out to that left side. And my goodness, 31 yards later, it's another Panther first down. Prochniak with 148 yards on 12 totes already.
And I'll tell you, for those who have not played football in organized like this, being on defense and getting a hammer for that kind of yardage is just demoralizing.
Two tight ends again. Panthers with another wing T look. Turn, gives to Evan Blake, looking for him off the left side. Follows Dowdy through the hole for another 5-6 yards. Good work there by Blake, picking his way that time. A little less room running to the short side of the field here, but
yeah, and
Wilson and Dowdy getting it done.
Coach Clancy really has to tell his guys, do not go out of bounds. The clock, we want the clock running down, running down, running down. Don't give any time to Ridley. We don't have to. Stay in bounds. I'd rather stay in bounds and take the time off the clock than get another yard and a half.
Panthers will snap from the left hash. Worked off the boundary on the last play. Here they got second and 4. Ridley with 8 in the box off the right side as Prochniak steps through one tackler. Is going to spin his way for first down yardage.
Yep.
Second and 3rd effort from 32. Has himself 6 more yards and a Panther first down.
It's well done. He's going to sleep good tonight.
Well, he'll sleep better if the scoreboard stays tilted in this direction.
That's right.
Will several others who've been waiting a long time to see Strathaven knock off Ridley.
I don't want to curse it. I won't say what his total yardage are right now, but it's getting close.
On 1st and 10 from the Ridley 36, Pio in the backfield alongside of Prochniak. They give it to Pio off the right side, looking for room, tries to bounce outside and has room off that right side. With speed down the far sideline, he's run away from everybody. Pio runs away from everybody. 36 yards later, he's in the end zone for a Panther touchdown. That did not look like a big play at the start.
Nope.
A stiff arm at the line of scrimmage and then just said, I'm faster than you the rest of the way. 34-13, extra point pending, and Ivo Pio with another burst off that right side.
We talked about the speed this team has, and it is showing up.
Emmett Young on for his fifth extra point try. Snap, spot, kick is long enough, it's away, and good.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Please do join that effort. Emmett is piling up the points and doing it for a great cause. You can check it out on the website, but in the meantime, check out this offense as well. Ivo Pio's second touchdown of the night has the Panthers on top, 35-13. Be back in a moment for a Ridley response when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 4:16 to play here in the third quarter. Ivo Pio up to 94 yards on just eight touches. He was in the end zone for the second time tonight, and the Panthers lead it 35-13. All right. Two Ridley returners await the kick from Emmett Young. He steps into it, and it's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Tahir Mills. Mills from the five-yard line, up the left hash, straight ahead with a head of steam. Look at Mills with untouched across the 40, 45-yard line, and out across midfield. Tahir Mills with a spark, and that was beautifully blocked by the Green Raiders right there. He had just a lane of, you know, again, untouched out there.
And it wasn't wide. It wasn't like a huge lane, but it was, boy, they just sealed that off beautifully. It wasn't a picket fence really, but they just created an alley for him, and he was able to accelerate right through it. Looked great.
For years, I've been impressed with the Ridley special teams. Their return game year after year shows up. Latrell Williams split to the left. Wing to the left is Gavin Kingsborough. Green Raiders down by three scores and trying to answer. And late pitch goes to Williams off the left side. He cuts up field, and he'll take it to the Panther 41-yard line. Gain of about six on the play. Impressed with Jack Race, the ball handling. He's had some really nice fakes on those dives into the line. Pulls it out of the belly late, and that late option pitch to Williams got them some positive yardage on first down. It'll be second down and about three and a half. Ball sitting just outside the Haven 40. Wing to the right now is Gavin Kingsborough. Again, back on either hip of Grace. Latrell Williams split into the left, and this is Staley. Stretch play to this right side, going east-west here, and the Panthers punish him. Big, big hit right there by Jarris Adams. Jarris is excited about that hit.
You know, I haven't seen kids hit since, I mean, he doesn't have the size that Dan Connor had, but Dan Connor would just fly at people with complete abandon.
Yep.
And that's how Adams does it. He just comes at you. It's like, you know, he's just driving right through you. He did it last week when he ran over that defender into the end zone.
Well, you've got a state-level type wrestler on one corner, and you've got Jarris Adams on the other, who runs hard and has not played much offense tonight. So, again, you've got some terrific tacklers on the edges. Third and two, Ridley. Second man through is Staley off the right side. He's going to push his way forward, I think, to first down yardage. Forward progress is going to give him the 36-yard line, and that's enough for a Ridley first down. Got only three, but needed only two, and that'll give the Raiders some new life here with 2:36 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven just trading punches at the moment, blow for blow, as Green Raiders up to 12 first downs now, 203 total yards. So they've found their footing a little bit offensively, certainly since the start of the second quarter. But
but some well-timed passes that just were miraculous.
Latrell Williams split end to the left. On first and 10, Kingsborough goes in motion to the left as well. It is Grace on the keeper off that left side, and Christian Major there to meet him quickly. Gain of maybe two that time for Grace as number 45 in black on the tackle. And the clock continues to melt here on Ridley. So try to keep you posted if we get score updates from elsewhere in between here. North Penn on top of Pennsbury, 7-3 late in the third quarter. So a defensive battle over there in the Suburban One League. CB West all over Quakertown, 35-0. CB West looking to go to 3-0.
Well, they're so going to go it now. Yeah. It's right. Mercy rule, right?
That's right. Upper Darby on top of Harrington, 24-0. Kareem Adams has over 200 yards rushing there. Here, second down and 8. Motion man is Kingsborough. And it cuts back and gives it to Kingsborough on the counter. Nicely designed play, but the Panthers there waiting for him.
Yep,
Matt Dowdy and John Wilson on the stop at about the 30, gain of 4.
Yep, so we're at about 3rd and 4 or so, and you're 3rd and 4, yeah.
Yep.
And, this is where Ridley has just pulled some miraculous plays out of their hat. Certainly 4-down territory between the score and the field position, but we'll see what Haven can do here.
4-down territory indeed. Kingsborough wing to the left, split end to the left as well, and they give it on the stretch play, looking for room as Mills into the game for the first time, and John Wilson says absolutely not. Welcome to the game. Tahir Mills' first carry will lose 3 yards. John Wilson, another tackle for loss. He's got 12 stops on the night after leading the way last week, and he had 3 or 4 tackles in the backfield a week ago. Now, 4th and 7 for Ridley. Mills is going to hobble off, so not a good sign there for the Green Raiders. They go back to Malachi Williams and Staley in the backfield in 19 seconds, 18 seconds. They're going to call timeout here?
Yeah,
timeout Ridley. They want to talk things over. 16 seconds left to play here in the third. We will stick with it. We'll take a short timeout with them. Let's thank our sponsors one more time. Be back for 4th and 7 for the Green Raiders on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you for joining us live or on the archive. 16 seconds to play in the third quarter. Strathaven leading 35-13, but Ridley trying to mount the comeback. They need to convert 4th and 7 right here. From the Strathaven 32, Grace is in the shotgun. A back on either hip, wing left, split end left as well. Grace is back, looking hitch and go as they throw deep down that left sideline. Has a man out there, and it is knocked away by Jarris Adams at the goal line. Good defense by Adams. Did not bite on the pump fake, and the Panthers offense will take over at their own 32. And the defense gets a stop for the first time in a little while.
Yeah.
So, again, the second possession of the half for Ridley. This one is stopped. And aside from the interception, there was some concern there from the second quarter on.
Right. Well, Ridley, to have been successful in that particular play, would have had to have Jarris Adams hit the ball, fly into the air, and then go into the receiver's hands who would have liked a touchdown. I mean, that's basically what's kept Ridley in this game is some miraculous plays, and you just can't base the team on that.
Two tight ends, wing T behind Ryder, who's under center. On first down, they give on the sweep to this near side is Evan Blake, and he's got a lane and it closed quickly. Ooh. Nice tackle there.
Well,
great job by Harris making the stop there.
Matt Daugherty was doing the block. He ended up with two men he was blocking, and then one of them got away. You can't say anything about that.
Either way, Blake takes it out to the 37-yard line, gain of 5, and they will take it to the fourth quarter with the lead and the football. Strathaven on top here at George L. King Field. Be back in a moment for the fourth quarter. Stick with us.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value.
We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Perman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else that is HavenFootball.net. Stats and spotting from Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman. Thanks again to our halftime guests, Matt Sangrilli and John Mulhern from the 1999 state championship team. Bringing it all to you and keeping busy here. The Panthers dancing in front of us for the CBS 3 cameras. So when you get home tonight, check out CBS 3 for highlights from this game. And, of course, we'll have stats and highlights of our own on the website in the days ahead. 35-13, Strathaven on top, second down and six from their own 37. Moving left to right as we start the fourth, give inside, and straight out the middle is Prochniak with lots of room, straight ahead to the 40, 35, flag's going to come down. Prochniak carries a tackler inside the 20-yard line, but I think they're going to get a holding call back at the Ridley 35. That's still going to be a bundle for Prochniak here, and a first down, I believe, if they do call a hold. So he's just fast. They're talking in the
fast and tough.
He is. There's talk here, and that they are going to say illegal use of the hands or an illegal block in the back. Unfortunate here for Prochniak, who was going to have himself about a 60-yard run. Instead, they're going to march this back to the about the 45. So give Prochniak 18 yards and another Panther first down. So, unfortunate there for the Panthers, or they'd been in the red zone again. Prochniak's going to check out of the game. Jairus Adams in for the first time and give that young man a breather. And he's the long snapper, too. So if the Panthers have to get something going here with the kicking game, they won 32 with his wind. All right, here we go. Jairus Adams in at fullback, spells Prochniak. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Evan Blake in the backfield as well. On first and 10 from the Green Raider 45. Motion man is Pio. They go toss play. Fumbled by Adams, who picks it up. He's going to step away from one man momentarily. Ooh. Nope, they sling him backwards, and he dropped the pitch. And nice work there by the free safety, Jack Wills, on the stop. So
that was Adams, his first attempt at a carry today, wasn't it?
First carry for Adams. We'll take him back to the Strathaven 48.
And I got to tell you, when he bent over to pick up that ball, he was moving at pretty good speed, as was the ball, and there was water flying everywhere. So this field is obviously getting some saturation.
So tell Jairus, hey, shake it off. No big deal. We'll move on.
Hey, go get mad at somebody. It seems to work for you.
Go play some defense. All right, Panthers with Chris Ouellette lined up as a tight end to the near side, along with John Wilson. So they go double tight to the right and play fake, and now they sweep to the right with Ebo Pio, looking for running room across the 50 and back into Ridley territory as he flattened a man stepping up to make the tackle. So back to the Ridley 45 to the original line of scrimmage. Gain of 7 on the play brings up third down and 10. So third down and 10 for the Panthers here. Chris Ouellette checks in, or stays in the game, rather. 10:53 to play here in the fourth. Clock stopped as Pio was banged out of bounds at the, they spotted it at the 44. So call it third down and about 9. Pio over 100 yards for the game now on 9 carries. Prochniak is your fullback. They give it to Pio one more time. They step through the blitz, and he's across the 40 and near first down yardage, probably a couple yards shy. All right, Pio. It's going to set him up for a decision here.
I don't think
you're punting. I think you're going here.
Not with fourth and two. Yeah. I think you got to, you know, what are you going to punt? He'll probably end up in the end zone, so you end up with a net 17-yard punt or something.
At the very least, they're going to run 30 more seconds off the clock.
That's
here.
That's right.
And 10:28 and counting to play in regulation. Fourth and two, the Panthers will go for it. They're 2 of 3 on fourth down this year.
Think they try to draw him off sides?
Could be. Ridley with 9 men in the box. They show blitz. Hard count indeed.
That's it.
And they did. Nicely done. Good call there, partner. Nice work there from Jack Ryder with the hard count and good disciplined work from the rest of the offense sitting tight in their stances. First and 10 for Strathaven as Ridley jumps off sides. Ridley, I think that's what, only their third penalty of the night?
Yeah, they played, and one of them was, there wasn't an unsportsmanlike, was there? No, it was Nance.
Yeah, so.
They've had a nice clean game, actually, for both teams for the
right,
most part.
That's right. All right. First and 10 from the Ridley 32. Fresh set of downs for the Panthers. And Jack Ryder under center. Aiden Prochniak, tight end now to the left. Wilson to the right. John Prochniak is your fullback. Here's Pio with room off the right side. Follows Dowdy again. Lots of running room. Pio, stiff arm, and steps out of bounds at the Ridley 21-yard line.
That's the only argument I would make is Pio, yep, stay in bounds. Just, yep, go down. Don't give him the 30
seconds. He got himself
seconds.
11 more yards and another Panther first down. They'll move the chains, and the Panthers just outside the red zone now at the Ridley 21. So they're not, you know, with all the speed they have, I will have to say, the Panthers still run to the short side of the field a lot, the boundary side, and still making lanes. Matt Dowdy as, absolutely, a pulling guard has just been terrific. On first and 10, as Prochniak off the left side gets a good lead block from Pio and tumbles down to the 15-yard line. Six more yards for Prochniak on his, what's that, 16th carry of the game now? It'll pop up here in a moment.
Yep. We got a great stat
Andrew
program. It's working
it.
Like a charm.
It has been, knock on wood, it's been fantastic. Jack Ryder just one of one throwing it tonight. And now 15 for,
yeah,
177 yards for John Prochniak and three Panther scores. 9:36, 9:35 and counting to play here in regulation. Second down and five from the Ridley 16. Ryder turns, gives to Prochniak. He cuts it back, cuts to his left, and he's going to be dragging people inside the five. First and goal to go, except there's laundry on the field back at the 15. So I think this is coming back. He may get a hold on the interior line here. We'll just check the signal, but everybody walking in the wrong direction,
yep,
if you're a Strathaven fan.
Yep.
Holding is the call. And they'll take it back to about the 25-yard line. So this will turn it into second down and about 14 or 15, I guess. All right. Panthers will try it again. Second and 14. They put the nose of the football at the Ridley 25. 9:22 to play here in the fourth. They lead it by three scores and trying to potentially slam the door right here. Downingtown West all over Neshaminy now, 41-6. That'll be a running clock the rest of the way on Heartbreak Ridge. Here on second down, they give it to P.O., who shakes and bakes and shuffles his way down to the 21. Gain of four more, and clock ticks. Keeps the clock moving, and it brings up third down and about 10. We'll see if Coach Clancy, I don't think they're throwing it. I think they're going to say, yeah, we'll take two more running plays, see if we can get 10 yards.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage of the game, they can have 2 minutes off the clock. That's really mission accomplished for the most,
right,
part.
Panthers break the huddle with John Wilson as a tight end to the right, Evan Blake wing to the right. Pio and Prochniak in the backfield. On third and 10, they give on the delay. On the counter, this is what a cut by Pio. He's dancing through raindrops and scores again. What an incredible cut by number 10. An ankle breaker right through the line of scrimmage. 21 yards later, he's in for the third time. 8:24 to play in regulation, and Ebo Pio has just put on a show. He and Prochniak, three touchdowns apiece. And 41-13, Strathaven's offense continues to roll. Ryder will hold on the extra point try. Panthers flinch, and they're going to back this up 5 yards. All right, so they're going to get illegal procedure here as they move them backwards for a false start. But, well, you know, Mike, you mentioned, you know, none of these players were alive for the last state championship.
Yep. They weren't born yet.
I will
say
most of these guys were in diapers the last time they beat Ridley.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah, 10 years ago.
I mean, you're going back to 2005, the last time they knocked off the Green Raiders. That was, and there, here's another pre-snap flag. Let's see what we got. Another false start. So Emmett Young's going to get tested a little bit.
A little practice
back
here.
Him up another 5 yards.
Boy, we ought to double our contributions if he makes this one. It should be a three-pointer.
That's right. Now you're looking at a 30-yard extra point, essentially.
Everybody add $2 to their bids if he makes this.
All right. So a little sloppiness here for the Panthers.
Yep.
But there's room to do that with a 41-13 lead. Extra point still pending. High snap, ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough. No. And good.
Good.
It is good. Emmett Young pounds it through.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Emmett kicked it just a little bit farther on that one. It still counts for the same. 42-13 Strathaven. Ridley to get the ball back when we come back on havenfootball.net.
The Haven Gridiron Club is running an Eagles block pool to support the Haven football program. Cost is $100 per block, and sign-up closes on 9/7, so you got to hurry up. Choose a block, and every week your numbers will be updated. Payouts for the first half and final scores, and for all Eagles regular season games. A few playoff games and the Super Bowl have higher payouts. That's 42 chances to win throughout the NFL season. Visit havenfootball.net for the link to sign up. Do it now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jaworski, and thank you to the Panthers for showing up in a big way tonight. The offense is rolling. Six touchdowns tonight, three from Prochniak, three from P.O. The defense, spectacular as well, holding Ridley to just 13 points so far. 8:24 to play here in the fourth, and Emmett Young's ready to kick it away one more time. Tahir Mills awaits on the kick return, flanked by Sonny Elamami. All right, Emmett Young just inside the left hash. Approaches and kicks one high and short into the wind. It'll be knocked down and off the shoulder pads of the Ridley return men. Latrell Williams is going to have to just fall on top of it at the 20-yard line. So juggled off the shoulder pads of Malachi Williams, rather. That was not Mills, who hobbled off with an injury. We hope he is okay. But Malachi Williams couldn't quite squeeze the kickoff, and long field for the Green Raiders here. They'll put it down at their own 20-yard line. So Green Raiders 2-0 coming in. Panthers 2-0 as well. It's been a while since these teams have played each other and both been undefeated. Right. And one of them's getting their first loss. Haverford is getting their first win tonight as they lead Harrington big in the second half. Back to passes. Grace on first and 10. Looking deep down the middle. He's got a man on the post route, and it is knocked away by Ebo Pio. Actually, very good defense by Latrell Williams to knock it away from Pio, who was very close to another interception at midfield. Latrell, job by number three in white to knock it away.
Yeah, that was a desperation pass. This is what they're going to do. And this is, you know, I mean, I understand doing it. You got to march down the field. You got to take a shot. And, of course, in a sense, they're tempting fate. They've had their luck tonight. With the non-calls and the pass that was a miraculous catch, and I think at this point, if that's what they're going to depend on, it's going to be tough. But they haven't been able to move. They've moved the ball effectively, but they haven't been able to finish.
Grace, 5 out of 10, thrown it for 74 yards and a touchdown. On second down, gives to Staley off the right side, and not much doing over there. Panthers line held up well that time. Dylan Staley pushes it for maybe three. It'll be third down and 7 as they unpile. Right at the bottom of that pile, John Prochniak with yet another tackle. John Wilson with 12 tackles, Prochniak with 9 inside backers. You know, if you're scheming this Strathaven defense, you want those inside linebackers having piles and piles of tackles.
Oh, yeah.
That means the front three and front four are tying up the blockers, and it's worked to a T tonight. Third down and 7. Grace, option look to the right. Late pitch, it goes to Staley, who juggles it. Ball's on the turf. Scramble for it, and now they're going to say incomplete that it went forward. Okay. Interesting call,
man,
on the far sideline.
I'll have to look at the film. If that went forward, I'll eat it.
Yep. Okay. It's going to be 4th and 7.
I'll tell you, this officiating crew, I don't normally comment on that because we're all human beings, yeah, but I don't know what is going on tonight. Maybe the rain's getting in their eyes. I don't know.
Option pitch to Staley. All right, well, either way, they've got Pio and Ouellette standing deep to return. Kingsboro to punt it.
And they're telling their receivers it's just fair
just
catch.
To say,
I would leave it
alone,
right, quite frankly.
All right, there's your punt. And it's
Let it go.
Angling towards Ouellette, who makes the catch.
Jeez.
At the 45-yard line.
Chris, give me a heart attack. Let the ball go.
Panthers will get it at the 45, and Ouellette makes the play there. Now there's a flag on the play here. Let's see. Is this during the kick? It's out near the Ridley 43-yard line, well away from the line of scrimmage.
Well, away from the receiver.
And the receiver, yeah. I don't know if people just got tangled up over there post-play or what the call's going to be. I don't know. We're at a point in the game where there could be some frustrations bubbling over as well. Because there's two flags over on that far side. It was, 35 yards away from the play.
Yeah.
It was 30 yards from the line of scrimmage, 30 yards away from the play. I mean,
right.
Had to be a fight or something out there that we didn't even see.
Okay.
Although they're having a long discussion about this. I'm not too sure what there is to discuss if punches were thrown or something.
All right. At the moment, we're going to say Strathaven football at their own 45-yard line, 7:21 to play here in regulation. And we will see what what the officials sorted out on that far sideline.
Dead ball foul.
Dead ball foul against Ridley. And another dead ball foul against Strathaven.
Offsets.
Okay, so offsetting. Another dead ball foul, Ridley. And so they're going to march it off 15. It looks like two.
Oh, so it sounds like somebody
threw
some punches and somebody ended up with two punches opposed to one.
So 15-yard penalty against Ridley for a personal foul post-play. And that'll move the football for Strathaven into Ridley territory at the 40-yard line. So 7:21 to play here in regulation. And the Panthers will get another crack at it here. And officials, Strathaven's ready to snap it. Don't think the officials are ready. Okay, here we go. Golay over the football. Under center is Jack Ryder. And now here you've got two officials on the far sideline still talking about to the Ridley coaching staff to get an explanation.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Well, getting a Twitter update that our audio is off a little bit, but we can still hear it and love it. Only the last one. Okay. No, only the last
the
one.
Audio
the sound.
On what?
The audio
Twitter?
On our Twitter feed. So maybe we just didn't plug in well enough or whatever. But we can make that work.
Sorry about that.
Thank you to my brother-in-law.
It's a little frantic around here when we try to do those
my
things.
My brother-in-law is keeping me posted. So, again, appreciate all of our listeners. And Jarris Adams on his first down carry to the 35-yard line. Give Jarris 5 off the right side. And nice work there. Panthers with a double dose here at fullback with Prochniak and Adams. And Sam Burke's going to check out. Matt Schuler checks in. Evan Blake checks out. Ebo Pio checks out. And checking into the game at halfback is Christian Mazur as well. All right, so some substitutions here for the Panthers. Mazur at halfback alongside of Jarris Adams. Matt Schuler wing to the right. On second and 5 from the 45. Ryder turns, gives to Mazur, who's going to run his way into trouble and out of trouble. Push his way across the 30-yard line for a Panther first down. Christian Mazur, well, he's been pushing hard on the defensive side of the ball, and he gets rewarded with a carry here. 6 yards and another Panther first down.
Yeah, nice run.
Mazur, last time he played football was 8th grade. And his older brother's contributors for the last few years, and they got him out on the field. Terrific athlete, and got him back on the field here for his senior year. And here he is starting at defensive end. So, 1st and 10 from the 29. Panthers with a fresh set of downs, and the clock in their favor. It's ticking at 6:15 to play in the fourth. Matt Schuler off the left side, and it's a little bit of running room on the cutback. Schuler lunges forward to the 25, that ball forward.
Hold on to that ball. It's not that important. Just suck it up and fall down.
Wanted that extra yard, but you're right. In a crowd of people, we're going to keep that ball close to the vest, one would think, and he'll be coached to that, I would think.
I'm sure there'll be a review of that when they see it on the film.
Second down and about 6 here after Schuler picks up 4. On second down and 6, wing to the left is Mazur. Adams is your fullback, and he has the handoff off the right side. Adams hurdles a man and is undercut, falling forward to the 21-yard line. That brings up 3rd down and about 2. Good work there from Jarris for 4 more, and offensive line continuing to do the job. John Wilson checks out of the game. 3rd and about 2. Try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere as they come in. Panthers with probably 4 down territory here. Under center is Jack Ryder. Turns, and it's Mazur off the right side. He's got a head of steam and another 1st down.
Yep.
5 more yards for Mazur down near the 16.
Good possession, guys.
Indeed. 3-4 yards at a time. This is death by 1,000 cuts for the Green Raiders here. Panthers have hit him with big plays. Matt Dowdy is going to come out of the game, and he has had a tremendous night as a pulling guard. They have just pounded the right side over and over behind Big 64. So some substitutions on...
Yeah, and unfortunately you won't see that on the stats, but that's the...
the situation of being a lineman. You just
Alex,
it up and do it.
Shahadi checks in at left guard. Millett at left tackle. Peter Blackburn is your tight end to the right. On first and 10, Schuler for room off the left side. Cuts it back, still on his feet. And Matt Schuler drives his way down near the 10-yard line or more. He's going to be just a little shy of a first down there.
Yep.
Second and about a yard and a half. And, again, some congratulations. Coach Mike Connor coming out of the press box feeling pretty good here, as he should, as the Panther coaching staff upstairs. What a job by the defense tonight of another tremendous offensive performance. Second down and about one. Under center is Jack Ryder. On second and one, they give it to Jairus Adams. Off the left side, shakes his way through, powers his way into the end zone. Jairus Adams in from the nine.
He will not be denied, that young man.
Running through tackles again, Jairus with his third touchdown of the season.
Yep, got to give him a growl. I'm sorry.
The third touchdown, third Haven ball carrier of the night with the touchdown. Jairus, his third of the season, has an extra point pending here for Emmett Young. Ball snapped, spotted. Kick is away. It is high enough. It is long enough. It is good enough.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Welcome. Well, we'll take it to a short timeout. Get Twitter updated, but it is 49-13 Strathaven. It's been all Panthers tonight here on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
49-13, Strathaven on top, and Emmett Young still kicking away here. 7 for 7 on extra points, and he's lining up for his 8th kickoff of the night. He's been a busy, busy young man. Soccer game last night, and he's been sending them deep most of the evening. And the Panthers holding steady here with 3:35 and counting to play. High end over end kick's going to come down to Elamamy at the 4-yard line. Head of steam right up the right hash mark. Runs into Isaiah Freeman, who tumbles him over at the 31-yard line. Nice work by Freeman to hang on there. And Panther defense with some substitutions now. Checking into the game is Ethan Barrar. Number 60 is Nate Perlman at defensive end. He's joined on the other end by Andrew Ensley. End of the game at linebacker, at defensive end, rather, is Nick Filos. Isaiah Freeman stays in at linebacker alongside of Cole Peichel. Alex Hemingway on the corner. Number 5, Walka Jordan, is the other corner, and Chase Barlow shifts to free safety. Millett on the defensive line as well. Here's Grace on first down and 10, and they give it straight ahead to Staley, who's going to push his way out near the 40-yard line for a gain of about 8. So the Panthers getting some substitutions in here. Ridley still trying to gain some momentum and get some positive energy going, leading into their game next week against Conestoga, who Conestoga's on the wrong side of the scoreboard tonight. They've, last I saw, were trailing Marple Newtown 36-15.
Yeah, I think Soga's going to have a tough year again.
Yep. Methacton all over Upper Marion, so Upper Marion's struggling now too. All right, here we go. Here's Malachi Williams with a stretch play to the left side. He steps away from one tackler, but Blackburn slings him down at the 45-yard line. That's enough for a Ridley first down, gain of about 7 on the play. But the clock, not Ridley's friend at this point. 2:25 and counting to play in regulation. Panthers are going to move to 3-0. A date with Radnor up in Radnor next week on Friday night, Mike.
Yep, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Radnor's always a great host. They got a nice facility, and it should be interesting to see. Radnor's got, I think, a tougher road than this year, too.
All right, Grace takes the shotgun snap. It's Malachi Williams who runs right into the teeth of the defensive line. That's big 73. Jake Millett meeting him. But good work there from Malachi Williams to gain a yard anyway. Yep. Push the pile forward. And
73 stopped him, but had needed lots of help to get him down.
So still good fight here from the Green Raiders, as expected. Matt Schuler still in the game at outside linebacker. Isaiah Freeman to the near side here at linebacker. All right. Latrell Williams, split end to the right. Grace turns. They run a toss play for the first time. This is Kingsborough with room off the left side, and he is undercut very nicely by Alex Hemingway, who has been a very sure tackler through these first 3 weeks, mostly on special teams, but when he's come in there, Hemingway has delivered a blow.
It's like a takedown.
Yeah, excellent job there. Third down and two upcoming as Kingsborough picks up six more. So Ridley, again, they've very balanced, but just not enough yardage. Williams with 36 yards, Staley with 37, Grace with 43, Kingsborough now with 41. So just haven't had enough of a push up front. This Panther defense doing the job tonight. Late option look here for Grace, who's into the secondary, cuts to his left, and tumbles down to the 30-yard line. Good work there by Grace with 45 seconds, 44 seconds. Clock will stop momentarily here to reset the chains. But the ball at the 30-yard line of Strathaven. Ridley has time for one, maybe two more plays, if that. Latrell Williams, split end to the left, singled up here by Hemingway. Grace gives to Staley off the right side. Staley steps away from a man and lowers his helmet to about the 25 and dropped there. Clock continues to run. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. I do not think Ridley wants to run another play. They are going to start lining it up at the midfield stripe, and Strathaven, for the first time since 2005, has knocked off Ridley 49-13, one of the more convincing wins in this series history, or recent history certainly, and the Panthers jump to 3-0 and a date with Radnor 7 days away. What a job tonight, Mike.
No doubt about it. It was... You know, we saw them play. We saw Ridley play last week. We said, I wasn't all that impressed. I thought it was definitely beatable. They haven't seen our speed. They haven't seen our defense. And I'll tell you, Haven lived up to all of our expectations. Ridley gave it a go. Certainly, at the beginning of the second half, they were coming back. They were game, but Ridley said, "No, not tonight. This is going to be our night."
It has been their night indeed. So we're going to take a short time out. Be back for a quick wrap up and thanks, a few thank yous, and talk a little bit about Radnor next week. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, my favorite part of the night, especially when the scoreboard is in the favor of silver and the black. They've come over to salute the band, helmets in the air, and a lot of energy and excitement. There's some hooting and hollering going on below us.
Among the coaches.
Coaches and players. Everybody feeling good on the silver and black side of the sideline tonight. And, yeah, there are. The coaches are feeling very good, excited. And we'll, again, say a special thank you. You'll see a lot of this probably on Twitter in the next few days.
Yep.
Videos from a couple different accounts, Haven Football, that Eric Hollingsworth will run. And the Strathaven Haven Gridiron Club has been fantastic, just jumping in and getting some energy and excitement back in the program. We're really fired up about that. And speaking of fired up, 3-0 for the first time in quite a while.
Yep.
Radnor on the docket. And Radnor, for all the improvement they've had over the last, let's say, 6 to 7 years, and a magical run last year, graduated 23 seniors from last year's terrific team. So, you know, I have to say, Radnor still has a lot of talent. It's not by any stretch an easy game looking ahead to next week. That being said, I've not seen anybody on tape just yet as physical as these Panthers are on offense.
Right.
There's going to have to be somebody who steps up in a big way to slow down this offense.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think after tonight, the Panthers are the real deal. What that's going to mean for the season, I have no idea. But, you know, the reality is that what we saw in the first two games of the season has come to fruition. They were tested tonight. Ridley is certainly a good team. You know, the next big challenge, I mean, they're all challenges, obviously, but there's several teams we have to look at, not the least of which is Garner Valley. But if this continues, if we continue to run successfully, if we continue to have this strong defense, shut these teams down like we did have done in the last three games, you know, this could be an interesting playoff season for us.
Well,
so we're not going to quite talk about smelling chocolate yet, but we keep having games like this against strong opponents, and it may be a conversation.
Well, one game at a time, which is what Coach Clancy has said and will say forever and ever, and that will be 7 days from now, 7 o'clock kickoff at Radnor, 6:45 will be on the air for the Strathaven Panthers and Raiders of Radnor. I do not have an update, as hard as I've tried, a Radnor versus Springfield update. So we just are trying to figure this thing out. We'll have to check that out later tonight to see how that's going. Marple Newtown's all over Conestoga, 50-15. But, you know, that's pretty much it's been blowout. Unless a close game with Radnor and Springfield, everything's been kind of a blowout here in the Central tonight.
Yeah.
And Garnet Valley plays Lower Marion tomorrow afternoon. So with that in mind, we're going to say thank you again to Pat Clancy for getting us set up in the booth and everybody here at Strathaven. Thank you again to the coaching staff for all their knowledge and fun and sharing to get us ready for each broadcast. Thank you again to Pete and Andrew and our special halftime guests, John Mulhern, his younger brother, and Matt Sangrilli, members of the 1999 state champs, who are still here. They're out in the end zone. They are ready to thank these players for a great night, and now some of the players going over to high-five a bunch of those guys. So, again, great night for Strathaven football, the program, the history of it, and everything else. And wrapping all that up is Mike Mayer. So thanks again for checking in later this weekend on havenfootball.net. Final score, 49-13, Strathaven over Ridley. I'm Brian Carroll. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.